as Clearwater is ready to go against the Dunedin Blue Jays. Two games apiece. No team has won consecutive contests this season. Well, this series, I should say. And the Threshers are looking to do so tonight on a Saturday night here at TD Ballpark. I'm the voice of the Threshers, Josh Sperber. Clearwater coming off of a big win last night, not just because of the run output, but because of the fact that they missed a whole inning doing it. In the eighth inning, right before the ninth started, there was a lightning delay turned into some rain showers as well, and a storm ended the game prematurely here at TD Ballpark. The Threshers were up 9-3 heading into the top of the ninth inning, and they continued. Well, they ended the game with a 9-3 victory. 12 hits for the Threshers, no errors, and let's take you through how last night went. Threshers put up their first four runs of the game in the second inning, with Fraylin Minnietti getting the first one on a bases-loaded groundout. That scored Jordan Byers from third. Great running by Byers. He was off immediately as the ball was hit. Got a great jump from third to home plate, and he scored the first run of the game. Then it turned into a two-out rally, because that was out number two in the inning. And then Eric Brito singled in a run. A line drive out to center field made it 2-0. Justin Crawford, his only hit of the ballgame, drove in two runs and made it 4-0 for the Threshers after the second inning. In the third, the scoring continued, and for the second straight night, Otto Kemp sent the first pitch of the inning into the left center field stands. His second straight night with a leadoff home run, extending his on-base streak to 21 games. Now we've made it 5-0 Threshers. And then the Blue Jays start to trickle down on the lead. Three runs scored in the fourth inning, including an RBI single from Nick Deschamps, the catcher. And it was 5-3 at the end of the fourth. But in the top of the fifth inning, the Threshers came right back. They put up a run on an RBI single from Jack Castillo, then played it Otto Kemp after he had let off that inning, getting on in a fielder's choice. Then in the sixth inning, Threshers added a couple more runs, up 6-3. Gabriel Rincones Jr. continued his hot start to the season with a leadoff double in the sixth inning. Then the next batter, the next pitch, Otto Kemp doubled him in from home to make it 7-3. And Rincones Jr.'s double had scored Omarion Boyd as well. So it was 8-3 after the sixth, and then Boyd hit a line drive out to right field to make it 9-3. And that was the end of the scoring in the top of the seventh inning. Great relief effort from the Threshers as Andrew Walling earned a win in what might have been his best relief outing of the series and the season. Six strikeouts in 3 1/3 innings of work, earning win number 4 for him on the season, tying himself with Threshers reliever John Henriquez for second in the league in wins. Only Rafael Sanchez, who started on Tuesday night. Or was it Tuesday? No, Thursday night. Only John Henriquez, who started on Thursday. Only Rafael Sanchez, who started on Thursday in the 15-5 win, has more. He is 5-0 on the season. Walling is now 4-0. He had 6 strikeouts, which tied a career and season high for him, allowing just 1 base runner. Danny Wilkinson came in the 8th inning with one scoreless frame, just 1 hit allowed and 2 strikeouts. Wilkinson might have pitched the 9th if there was one, but there was not, as Rain and Lightning had other plans for yesterday's contest. The loss went to Irv Carter, who in his season debut allowed 4 runs on 3 hits, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts after coming off the injured list earlier that day. A new ball game here tonight. The Threshers coming in with a record of 23-8, back up to a 5-game lead on Bradenton, the next home opponent of the Clearwater Threshers. They'll be coming into town on Tuesday. They're a game ahead of Dunedin, who is in third, and 5 games behind the Threshers in second place. Clearwater 8-5 on the road, and they have a starting lineup that once again begins with Omarion Boyd, riding a 14-game on-base streak and a 5-game hit streak. He is having his best stretch of the season thus far. Justin Crawford back in the 2 spot and out in center field. with four straight hits, four straight games with a hit for Crawford. Otto Kemp moves up to the three spot after he has been red hot ahead in each game this series, and he is hitting just a shade under 500 against the Dunedin Blue Jays this season. Home runs in back-to-back games as well. He's playing second base and batting third. Jordan Vyers up to the cleanup spot with his second multi-hit game of the year last night. He's the DH. Ryan Leach making his second start of the season against the Blue Jays. He is batting fifth, went 1-for-3 with an RBI in his season debut on Wednesday afternoon. Chad Castillo moves to the sixth spot. He's playing first base. Cade Fergus out in right field. Maybe the hottest hitter in the league right now. Five straight games with an extra base hit and a homer in each of his last two. He's batting seventh and playing in right field. Brian Rincon is the shortstop, batting eighth, and he's reached base in each of the last eight games. Franklin Minetti rounds out the order for Clearwater. He will play third base tonight, had an RBI, and went 1-for-4 in his second game of the series last evening. He also has a stolen base against Dunedin as well. The starting pitcher for the Threshers, Estevenson Jimenez, making his third start of the season and of the 11th start of his career. This season, he's 1-0, the 4.32 ERA, and 8 1/3 innings pitched, 10 hits to 11 strikeouts, just 4 earned runs allowed in those 8 frames, 9-2 career record, the 2.20 ERA. Jimenez has been mainly a reliever, but he's been edged to the starting spot primarily this season. We'll see if that is a permanent position for him, but coming off of a 4-inning start, his longest outing of the season, where he allowed one run on 3 hits and struck out 2. In a game that Threshers won, but Jimenez did not get the decision. For the Dunedin Blue Jays, Adrian Pinto moves from shortstop into center field, staying in the starting lineup and at the leadoff spot. Manuel Beltre remains in the two-hole, batting and playing second. Tucker Thoman back in the three spot, back at the shortstop position. He's played half the games at short, half the games at third this series. Peyton Williams remains the cleanup man. He had a nice night the other night, but ended his 13-game on-base streak, going 0-for-4 with 2 strikeouts last evening. Glenn Santiago batting fifth and playing left. Robert Robertus in right field batting sixth. The Viazel Ramirez, who's had a solid series so far, hits in each of the 2 games he's played, including a solo home run on Thursday. He's playing third base and batting seventh. Nick Deschamps back in the catching role and batting eighth. J.C. Masson is the designated hitter. And on the mound, making his second start of the season in a minor league rehab capacity, is C.J. Van Eyck, the second round pick out of Florida State for the Toronto Blue Jays. 1 start, 3 innings pitched, 2 walks, 2 hits allowed, and 1 strikeout in those 3 innings in a rehab start. He began his career with Vancouver in the Northwest League, the high A affiliate of the Blue Jays, where in 2021, the last year he pitched, he had 19 starts, 80 1/3 innings pitched, 100 strikeouts, and 39 walks. He did not play due to injury in 2022 after a season-ending injury in late August and his first pro season. So Van Eyck gets his second minor league rehab appearance after major league rehabber Adam Zimmer tossed earlier on in this series. And the Threshers looking to become the first team to win consecutive games in this series. We're going to take a brief pause for the American National Anthem and then get back to Threshers baseball.
And AAA River Dogs of the Greater Holiday Little League.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, the land of the free and the home of the
We are about 3 minutes away from first pitch here in Dunedin, and the Threshers and Blue Jays are set to do battle for the fifth time this season. Each team won two games, the Threshers scoring 9 runs in each of their 2 victories. We're hoping this game stays as a full game. Cloudy skies with some rain and thunder expected later on, but it doesn't look like it's going to hit us that hard. The clouds definitely out there, but do not look very threatening. Still can see some blue skies and sun poking out over the right field corner here at TD Ballpark. And while we wait for the game to start, let's take you around a couple of scoreboards. 2 games already underway in the Florida State League, top of the third between Palm Beach and Jupiter. And it is a scoreless ball game with the Hammerheads, just 1 hit. And that is all that is on the scoreboard. Another scoreless ball game taking place in Fort Myers. 2 hits through 1.5 against the Tarpons, but Fort Myers held hitless at home thus far as they head into the bottom of the second. Daytona and St. Lucie have an imminent start as Lakeland and Bradenton will begin in a couple minutes as well. Bradenton is the team certainly in the sights of both teams here. Not just could the Threshers begin playing them next week, but they were 5 games behind them in the Florida State League standings. Now we'll take you through some of the major league scores where there are some games in action and already a whole bunch of finals. The Phillies don't play till later on tonight. Ranger Suarez is coming back to make his first start. He had a couple of rehab assignments in Redding and Lehigh Valley and makes his regular season debut in Colorado tonight, getting his first start of the year. Phillies looking to go back over 500 for the first time in the month of May. Some drama in the Bronx. Yankees take another late win over the Tampa Bay Rays. Their second straight victory over the AL East leaders right now. Wandy Peralta getting a save for back-to-back nights. And the Yankees take a 9-8 over Tampa Bay. Mariners took down the Tigers 5-0 in Detroit. The Reds overtake the Marlins late, beating Sandy Alcantara, who is following up his Cy Young winning performance with a 1-4 record and a 4.91 ERA. The Twins rout the Cubs in Minnesota. Joe Ryan, 6-1 with a 2.16 ERA, 11-1, the final there. Toronto Blue Jays, the Dunedin Blue Jays Major League affiliate, won 5-2 at home against Atlanta. Jordan Romano getting save number 10 of the season. And the Rangers blank the Athletics in Oakland, 5-0, the final score there. 3 games currently in progress with 1 in a delay, and that's in Washington, D.C., where the Nationals have a 1-0 lead over the Mets. Brandon Nimmo is up at the plate with 2 on and 1 out, but the game is delayed in the top of the 3rd inning. Top of the 2nd in Cleveland, Cal Quantrill going against the Angels, who lead 1-0 with Brandon Drury at the plate with a man on and nobody out in the top of the 2nd inning. Bottom of the 9th inning, Cardinals and Red Sox. Chris Sale went into 8, and it was 3-1. But then he left, and it's 4-3 now with Giovanni Gallegos in to close it out. Jaron Duran up at the plate. Bases empty and 1 out in the ballgame. In about half an hour, a couple more games will get started. Orioles hosting the Pirates in Baltimore. Brewers are hosting the Royals in Milwaukee with Zach Greinke set to take the hill for Kansas City. Padres and Dodgers begins at 7:15. Julio Urias against Joe Musgrove for the 2nd time this year. And White Sox, Astros begin at 7:15 as well. Diamondbacks, Giants at 8. And then, of course, Phillies, Rockies at 8 as well. We are ready to get going here in Dunedin. Threshers And the Blue Jays set to do battle for the fifth time this week. Two games, one apiece. And a late change to the starting lineup. Omarion Boyd was originally scheduled to start, but I guess he's a late scratch, as he'll be replaced in left field by Ricardo Rosario. First pitch from C.J. Ike is going to miss upstairs. And Rosario sends this one directly over my head in the broadcast booth, even the count at 1-1. So it's pretty much been Boyd or Rosario at left field and at the leadoff spot in the order. 1-1. Breaking ball over the heart of the plate, and the count is now 1-2. Now the pitch. Tapped over to shortstop, charging his toe man, fields with a glove, throws across the body, and gets Rosario by a step at first base. So it is a ground out to start the game, and assuming the rest of the lineup is the same for the Threshers, we'll take you through it. As Boyd, the late scratch, replaced by Rosario in the leadoff spot and in left field. Justin Crawford walking up to the plate, batting second, and playing in the center field for the second straight night. Otto Kemp is hitting third in the on-deck circle. Jordan Viers, the cleanup man. Ryan Leach batting fifth. Chad Castillo is the sixth hitter, with Cade Fergus back in the lineup after a day off last night at the seventh spot. Crawford wasn't ready in time, so he's charged with a pitch clock violation, and it's an 0-1 count before a pitch is thrown. Brian Rincon batting eighth. Fraylin Mignetti batting ninth, as Crawford grounds this the other way to third. Backhanded by Ramirez, and he sends it to first base, getting Crawford by two steps. 4-2 outs in the inning. We'll set the defense for Dunedin as Otto Kemp walks up to the plate, hitting third for the first time this season. In the infield for the Blue Jays, Peyton Williams at first, Manuel Beltre at second, Tucker Toman at short, and Abiazel Ramirez at third base. Left to right in the outfield, Glenn Santiago in left, Adrian Pinto in center, and Robert Robertus in right. Kemp sends this one deep in the air out to center field. On the track is Pinto, and that ball is gone. Otto Kemp, a home run for the third straight night. With two outs in the first inning, the Threshers take the lead. And here's a good time to put Otto Kemp in the three spot. An absolute no-doubt home run out to right center field. And the Threshers are on the board first for the third straight night. 1-0 Clearwater. And that'll bring up Jordan Viers with Nick Deschamps, the catcher, awaiting to get the pitch from Van Eyck. It's in there for a called strike, count 0-1. Viers coming off of one of the best games of his season hit-wise, 2 for 5 with a stolen base, and a run scored. Breaking ball outside, count evens at 1-1 to the Threshers' designated hitter. So for Otto Kemp now, 22 straight games reaching base. 1-1. Curve ball on the inside corner to make it 1-2 to Jordan Viers. Viers has a career high of 4 hits in a game, but he's only hit 2 multi-hit games this season as the curveball misses outside, count evening 2-2. Both of them have came within the last couple of weeks, a 2-hit game in the series opener against St. Lucie, and then a 2-hit game last night. No hits there as he swings and misses an outside fastball by C.J. Van Eyck. But the Threshers get themselves on the board. Otto Kemp delivering once again with a leadoff home run. Well, leadoff in his case. His first hit has been a home run in each of the past 3 nights. Threshers lead 1-0 with Dunedin coming up to bat next on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Make sure you head on over to the West Jet Flight Jet for face painting and to see some of our great vendors. Don't forget, after the game, the kids can run the bases. And hey, fans, let's make some noise for your Blue Jays.
So what are you waiting for?
leading off, Toronto Blue Jays center fielder number one, Adrian Pinto.
Estebanson Jimenez comes into the game with a lead. Threshers score in the first inning for the second time in the last three nights as the pitch misses inside to Adrian Pinto. Count 1-0. Pinto's played shortstop every other game he's played this series, moving out to center tonight. So the captain of the infield changes to the captain of the outfield here on this Saturday evening. 2-0 the count to Pinto. Jimenez working quickly, deals. Fastball inside, his first strike of the game, and the count 2-1. Jimenez, one of those pitchers that just wastes no time with a pitch clock. He gets set, he gets ready, and he pitches. 2-1. Hit high in the air down the right field line. Going after it is Castillo, but he'll let that go foul as it lands over the netting into the stands out in right field, even the count at 2-2. Pinto, a 270 hitter on the year. No homers and 8 RBIs going against Estebanson Jimenez, who's in his fourth game of the season. 2-2 the count and the pitch. Fastball upstairs fills up the count 3-2. Jimenez making his third start of the season, coming off of his longest outing and the fewest runs he's allowed as a starter this season. Here's the 3-2. Fastball inside. Pinto skinnies out of the way, and that is a leadoff walk for the Dunedin Blue Jays. So Pinto, the leadoff man on first, and we'll take you through the Blue Jays lineup. Manuel Beltre batting second and up in the batter's box right now. Tucker Toman is on deck for Dunedin. Batting third, Peyton Williams, the cleanup man. Glenn Santiago batting fifth. Robert Robertis is the sixth hitter. Abiezel Ramirez batting seventh. Nick Deschamps, the eighth hitter. And J.C. Masson rounding out the order. First pitch to Beltre. He holds up the swing, and it's well blocked by Ryan Leach to keep the speedy Pinto on first base. It's a 1-0 count, one on, and nobody out. And the Threshers lead it 1-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. Jimenez leans in for the sign. He has it set at the belt. And now the kick and the pitch. Pinto thought about going to second. The fastball is high and inside, and the count is 2-0. Jimenez, a three-pitch pitcher, four-seamer, which gets the low to mid-90s, changeup and a slitter, with the fastball being his primary action. 21 years old is Jimenez, and now the 2-0 pitch. Cut on and missed. May have gotten a piece of it, but not enough to make any significant contact for Beltre, count 2-1. He's a 306 hitter with 8 RBIs. Jimenez is a Venezuelan native, 21 years old, signed by the Phillies in November of 2019. Jimenez deals. Curve ball hit on the ground and fouled away down the third baseline. And the count once again will go to 2-2. Franklin Minetti is going to get off his position at third, throw the ball into the stands, and we'll get back to third base. 2 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out, and a man on first for the Blue Jays. Manuel Beltre takes a timeout to adjust his batting gloves. He has done that, and now he steps up back into the right-handed batter's box. 2-2 the count. Jimenez set at the chest. Glove lowers to the belt. And now the kick and the pitch. Bouncing in front of Leach. He drops it, but it's not enough for Pinto to move anywhere. So a new ball for Jimenez and a full count to Manuel Beltre. 2 straight full counts to start off the game for Jimenez. And it's a 3-2 count. Beltre expected to head to second on the pitch. Pinto expected to head to second on the pitch, so Jimenez tries to pick him off at first base. It's gloved by Castillo, and back in there standing up is Adrian Pinto. A full count to the batter for the second straight time. Pinto on first with 9 steals on the season. Jimenez deals. Pinto thought about it, and it's a towering fly ball down the third base line. Giving chase is Minetti, and that is going to land foul right in front of Eddie's bar out in left field. So the count will stay full. Going back to second is Pinto. And once the fielders get reset, it'll be a full count once again to Manuel Beltre. Beltre, also the number 2 hitter last night, went 0-for-4 with a strikeout in the 7th inning. Man on first, full count, nobody out. Jimenez rocks and fires. Hit on the ground to short, this could be 2. Underhand flip to second for 1, on to first, double play. Rincon, Kemp, Castillo combining for a double play to bring the first two outs to Dunedin here in the first inning. 6-4-3, and the Threshers now have a clear set of bags and two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Tucker Toman coming up at the plate and will set the defense for Clearwater. You met three of them just now. Brian Rincon at short, Otto Kemp at second, Chad Castillo at first. First pitch to Toman's a breaking ball that misses inside, count 1-0. Fraylin Minietti is at third base. Ricardo Rosario replaced Boyd after Boyd was scheduled to start, and it's Rosario now in left. 1-0, fastball upstairs, 2-0. In center field is Justin Crawford, Cade Fergus in right after taking the night off last night, and Ryan Leach making his second start behind the plate, the battery mate, Amesta Benson Jimenez. 2-0 pitch, fastball on the outside corner, count now 2-1. Toman, the three-hitter last night, he walked and stole a base in the first, and after that, he had three straight strikeouts. One more strike closer to it, cut on and foul tipped it into the mitt of Ryan Leach. And the count is now even at 2-2. Toman will take a timeout, step out of the box, and get back in. The left-handed hitter coming up to the plate. 227 on the year, 9 RBIs. Weak grounder foul bouncing in the dirt. And the count will remain 2-2. Toman, 19 years old, drafted out of Hammond High School in South Carolina in the compensatory round by the Blue Jays. 2-2, wave and a whiff, strike 3. A fastball blows right by Toman, and by virtue of a double play, the Threshers technically get a 1-2-3 inning. So Jimenez faces the minimum, no hits but a walk in the first, and 3 down for the Dunedin Blue Jays. We head into the second inning. Threshers lead it 1-0 here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Coronavirus bursting with tropical flavors. Imagination Heart Seltzer Paradise. Introducing the Corona Heart Seltzer Tropical Pack. It's the flavors you find.
Top of the second inning, 1-0 the lead for the Threshers, and Ryan Leach at the plate. CJ Van Eyck sent the first pitch of the second in there for a called strike, a breaking ball over the plate. 5, 6, and 7, so it's Leach, Castillo, and Fergus coming up for Clearwater. 0-1, foul tip into the mitt of Deschamps, and the count now 0-2. Leach played his first game for the Threshers this season after being called up at the start of the series from the Florida Complex League, replacing Caleb Ricketts on the roster. 0-2, fastball outside, count now 1-2. Leach played sparingly last season, his first pro year. 1-2, cut on and missed, and that is the second strikeout of the game for CJ Van Eyck. So one gone for Chad Castillo, who had an RBI in his first hit of the series last night. Castillo, primarily a first baseman out of California Baptist University in the 9th round pick of the Phillies in last year's draft. 1-for-3 with an RBI and his third stolen base of the year. Fastball outside, count 1-0. And that just shows how aggressive the Threshers are on the base pass, pretty much everyone has multiple stolen bases this season. 1-0 pitch, a curveball on the outside part of the plate to even the count at 1-1. Castillo, 182 hitter on the year, 3 homers, 11 RBIs. And the 1-1 pitch hit the other way and foul, slamming into the netting next to the Threshers' dugout. And Michael Jones, who's coaching third base for Clearwater, will flip it to a fan over the netting. It's a 1-2 count to Castillo now, who is 1-for-8 on the series with an RBI. One out here in the second. Threshers lead it 1-0. The pitch, fastball outside, count 2-2. 94 miles an hour on the heater by Van Eyck. That's the fastest we've seen him pitch so far today. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Castillo awaits the pitch. Curveball way outside, and it's a full count to Chad Castillo. Last year, when 3 home runs for Clearwater, as a quick pitch from Van Eyck gets his 3rd straight strikeout, Castillo down swinging. And that makes his 2 outs here in the second inning. So 2 up and 2 down for the Threshers to bring up Cade Fergus, who is on quite a streak at the plate right now. Infield shifting to his pole side on the third base side of the field. As first pitch to Fergus, hit the other way and foul, count 0-1. He last played on Thursday, where his only hit was a solo home run. On the series, he's 6-for-13. 0-1, cut on and missed on the slider outside, count 0-2. His a 5-game hitting streak that began in the middle of the Lakeland series. 10-for-21 with 4 doubles and 2 home runs, 9 of his 13 RBIs on the season, coming in these last 5 games. The 0-2, chopped foul over Rincon's head in the on-deck circle, and that will keep the count at 0-2. 22 years old, out of George Washington University, 13th round pick of the Phillies in 2022. Van Eyck, the kick and the pitch. 0-2, cut on and miss, slows Fergus down with the breaking ball, and C.J. Van Eyck striking out the side here in the second inning. 3 up, 3 down for the Threshers, but they still lead it 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the second on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Bottom of the second inning here in Dunedin. Threshers lead it 1-0 on a solo shot by Otto Kemp back in the first. Estevenson Jimenez to Peyton Williams, who grounds that foul in the on-deck circle in the Dunedin dugout. 2 nights ago, the Threshers ended Peyton Williams' 11-game hit streak. Last night, they ended his on-base streak at 12 games. 0-1, breaking ball missing outside and the count even at 1-1. Still Williams up in the top 5 in RBIs on the season with 24 and 3 home runs. The 1-1 pitch, this one is hammered. That looks like it's his 4th home run. Gone. Tie game, and that ball is going to bounce onto the netting overhang in the Dunedin bullpen. What a shot by Peyton Williams, his 2nd homer of the series, and that ties up this ballgame. It has been quite the homer fest here in Dunedin this week.
Number 31, Glenn.
Two homers already in the second inning. And now Glenn Santiago off the plate in a 1-1 ballgame. In that 15-5 victory on Thursday night, there were six home runs hit. And there's been one hit in every game this series. First pitch to Santiago is a fastball upstairs, count 1-0. He has two home runs on the season, 15 RBIs, and is hitting just a shade below 300 at 290. Jimenez, working quickly, sends the 1-0 home. Fastball inside, catching the corner, though, and it count evens at 1-1. Chad Lagana is the home plate umpire tonight, with Shea Graham manning the bases, same crew we've had all week. The 1-1 pitch, curveball, swing, and a miss, and the count is 1-2. Jimenez, four innings in his last start. He's gone at least two now in each frame he's pitched this season. Splitter gets Santiago to go after it, and that is strikeout number two of the night for Estevenson Jimenez. A home run ties the game, and then a strikeout keeps it moving here in the second inning. One out, and Robert Robertis coming to the plate for the first time. A homer and five RBIs on the season for Robertis. He had a night off last night. First pitch to him is hit high in the air and foul down the left field side, count 0-1. Robertis, last played on Thursday, was the only player not to reach base safely for Dunedin in the 15-5 win. 0-1, breaking ball outside, and the count evens at 1-1. In that game, he was 0-5, only reached on an error in the sixth inning. Now the 1-1 to Robertis. Hit on a line into the gap out in right center field for a base hit. Fielded cleanly by Fergus, so Robertis will stop at first base. Two hits in the inning for Dunedin, one of them a solo shot that tied the game up at one. That'll bring up one of the newest members of the Blue Jays organization, Viazel Ramirez. He was out of baseball for about a month as the Rays let him go after spring training. Ramirez, a champion in the Carolina League, which was then the low A South, as the breaking ball misses low to Ramirez, count 1-0. And last year, a champion really in Carolina and in Kentucky, as he won back-to-back championships with the Bowling Green Hot Rods. 1-0 the pitch, fastball upstairs, but it misses, count 2-0. Ramirez, three homers and 14 RBIs with Bowling Green in a little over 50 games, played 40 with the River Dogs and a cup of coffee in Double-A with the Biscuits in Montgomery, the Rays Double-A team. Another fastball misses outside, and it's 3-0 to Ramirez, who has a home run and two RBIs in a little bit over a week with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Jimenez, the 3-0. Fastball over the heart of the plate, and the count is now 3-1. Ramirez, thought he was headed to first base. On first right now is Robert Robertis, one out, and a 3-1 count to Ramirez. Jimenez, 8 on the pitch clock, sent from the chest, and the pitch. This one is hit on a line right to Fergus in right field. He makes the catch, and quickly back to first base is Robertis, because Fergus has a strong arm out in right and was ready to unleash one to try and pick Robertis off at first base. He's back quick enough, and it's just a line-out for Ramirez. So, two gone here in the second. Threshers and Blue Jays are tied up at one, and Nick Deschamps, who drove in the first run of yesterday's game for Dunedin, is up with two outs and a man on. Breaking ball misses inside, count 1-0. Deschamps, the catcher, as he has been for three of the five games this series, two homers, seven RBIs, and a 180 batting average. 1-0 the count. Jimenez deals. Swaying and a miss. Could not find the splitter. And now the count's even at 1-1. Last night, Deschamps also hit 8. His only hit was an RBI single in the fourth. Went 1-for-3 with a strikeout and a run batted in. Here's the 1-1. Hit the other way. Foul. Going to go above the concourse out in left field. And the count's now 1-2. Two outs, a man on first base, and Robert Robertis, 11 career stolen bases, but he's 1-for-3 this season. Short leadoff first for Robertis. It's a 1-2 count as Jimenez kicks and deals. Breaking ball, grounded to second base. Scooting to his left is Ono Kemp. He makes the play and the throw to first base to finish the inning. A two-out homer in the first for Clearwater, a leadoff homer in the second for Dunedin. 1-1 is the score as we head into the third here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Blue Jays fans, your favorite ballpark classics are in overtime games. Play the whole play classics for a slice of pizza. Pair it with a nice cold beer from Eddie's Bar. Don't wait. Make your way to Eddie's now. Baseball.com. Tickets to stay for the best fireworks show of the year.
Brian Rincon set to lead off the third for the Threshers. It's a 1-1 ball game, 2-1 in favor of Dunedin. Rincon hacks at the first pitch and sends it foul, count 0-1. Going over the left field side of the netting behind home plate. 0-1 the count. Van Eyck working quickly, deals. Curve ball outside, and the count evens at 1-1. Rincon has been a shortstop in every game he's played this season. And on the series, as he waits the 1-1, fastball buzzes the outside corner to make the count 1-2 to Brian Rincon. His only hit of the series was a home run back on Tuesday. 1-for-9 with 3 RBIs and 2 runs scored. Breaking ball misses outside, and the count now even at 2-2. On the year, Rincon hitting 190 with 2 homers and 13 RBI. He's reached base in each of his last 9 games. He won't reach here as the curve ball freezes him and gives the 5th straight strikeout to C.J. Van Eyck. This is the first time he has struck a batter out looking, as Rincones did not offer at the curveball. An efficient night so far for Van Eyck as well. 30 pitches, just 9 of them have missed the strike zone. One out for Fraylin Minnietti as Van Eyck sends the curveball home, and it's in there for a called strike on the outside corner. Two pitchers that work very quickly with the pitch clock. 0-1 pitch. Curveball again. Minnietti offers and misses. Count 0-2. Minnietti playing in his second straight game. He was 1-for-4 with an RBI in last night's contest. 0-2. Chopper over to short. Fielded by Toman on a short hop. He sends it at first. Bouncing into the glove of Williams, who has his foot on the bag. Four out number two. Solid play by Toman, better play at first base by Peyton Williams, and two up and two down for the Threshers so far in the third inning. First time Clearwater has been retired by not a strikeout since the second batter of the first inning. There's now 2 outs in the third inning as the lineup card turns over for Ricardo Rosario. He lays down the bunt, and he touches the ball in fair territory, so he is out. He bunted that right down the first base line, and as he was running forward, it hit off his left shin, moving the ball forward and ruling Rosario out on the ground ball. So, a quick 1-2-3 inning in third for C.J. Van Eyck. The Threshers and Blue Jays are tied up at 1 as we head into the bottom of the third inning here on Threshers Broadcast Network.
Celebrating? No matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands by whom to choose from, your wings waiting. Take the lowest price at WinandHotels.com.
And when you test yourself, you're a young dog, you'll find out who you are. They're the friend of all the things in the world, and it's all on that. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free. I can't put it on the start of the house. What's the difference? What's the problem? On Friday,
leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Blue Jays, designated hitter number 24, J.C. Masson.
Estevenson Jimenez quickly starting off the bottom of the third with a fastball on the outside corner to J.C. Masson, the designated hitter for the Blue Jays, down 0-1 in the bottom of the third as this game is tied at 1. 0-1 the pitch. Masson pops it foul, tailing over the netting on the right field side, and the count quickly 0-2. Each of these pitchers will have one home run and barely utilizing the pitch clock. Most of the time, the pitches are out within the first half of the pitch clock beginning. 0-2 the pitch, and the fastball low and in. Count 1-2. It's a 14-second pitch clock, and most of these guys have the ball out of their hands by 8 seconds. Masson taking a little bit more time to get set. Within a second of him getting in the batter's box, Jimenez is ready, and he gets Masson out on a splitter for a swinging strike three. Third punch-out of the game for Estevenson Jimenez. Already topped his total from last week. And that's the first out of the third inning. One out, nobody on for Adrian Pinto, who walked in the first inning. This one is popped up foul behind home plate, count 0-1. Pinto in the outfield for the first time this series. One game is DH, two games at the shortstop, which has belonged to Tucker Tomann the past couple nights. 0-1. Breaking ball right over the heart of the plate, and the count is 0-2. So Jimenez continuing to work quickly. Some guys call a timeout after a second quick pitch, but not Pinto. 0-2, waving a whiff, strike three. Splitter getting low in the zone, and Pinto is down on strike. Second strikeout in a row, second strikeout in the inning. Fourth of the game for Estevenson Jimenez. His high on the season is 6. Two gone for Manuel Beltre. Nobody on base. First pitch to Beltre almost hits him as he bends over a little bit to get away from that breaking ball. 1-0 the count. Beltre grounded into a double play back in the first. Here's the pitch. Curve ball in there for a called strike. And the count's even at 1-1. Jimenez, the kick and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Another good splitter from Jimenez. He's been going to that pitch quite a lot and gets the swinging strike from Manuel Beltre. The 1-2. Another splitter. Just missing. Appeal made by Ryan Leach, and ball two turns into strike three. As Estevenson Jimenez strikes out the side for the Threshers, he's got 5 punchies on the day, and we've got a pitcher's duel brewing at TD Ballpark. One third of the way through tonight's game, 1-1 the score on a pair of home runs. You're listening to Threshers Baseball on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
So if you're ready, let's go. All right, Brady, keep your eye on that ball. Keeping your eye on the ball. And it looks like they stopped. So Brady, which hat do you think your ball is hiding under? for all your merchandise needs. And one more time, let's make some noise for Brady.
Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Freshers, number 13, Justin Crawford.
Justin Crawford leading off the fourth inning for the Threshers. Only runs today have come on solo shots. Kemp for Clearwater in the first, Peyton Williams for Dunedin in the second. It's a 1-1 ball game and an 0-1 count to Justin Crawford, who grounded out to third his last time up. C.J. Van Eyck kicks and deals, and that's fouled away. Count 0-2. The 0-2, bouncing on the plate, and that is the first ball that Van Eyck has thrown since the first batter of the third inning. The 1-2, missing outside on the breaking ball, and the count now 2-2. Good things happen when Crawford leads off the game. 2-2 pitch. The bat goes farther than the ball. He tips it into the glove of Nick Deschamps and wings the bat past the first base bag. C.J. Van Eyck with strikeout number 6 on the game, and that's the first out of the fourth inning. That'll bring up Otto Kemp, who has only seen one pitch, and that was the last time the baseball thrown was seen. It was knocked over the right center field wall as Kemp cuts on and misses the breaking ball to make it 0-1. Four homers on the season. He began the series with just one, and a homer in each of his last three games. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball outside, and the count now evens at 1-1. So Kemp, with the second longest on-base streak of the season, at 22 games. 1-1. Fastball outside. Count 2-1. And usually a guy who hit in the 6th, 7th, or 8th spot for Clearwater, now up in the 3-hole tonight because of how well he's hit, not just this series, but over the past couple weeks. Curveball inside, and the count 3-1. And it's really been the walks that have impressed me the most. 19 of his 22 walks on the season have come in his last 22 games. This one's hit on the ground off the end of the bat to Peyton Williams. He picks it up and runs over to first, beating Kemp to the bag for the second out of the inning. So Kemp 1-for-2 now.
Not bad.
And it is 21 game on base streak. He is 19-for-70 with 3 home runs, 11 RBIs, and 19 walks. That'll bring up Jordan Viers with 2 outs, coming off of a 2-for-5 game. And now he awaits the first pitch. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count to Viers, who struck out his last time up. Van Eyck working quickly. Curve ball, swung on and missed, and the count 0-2. Viers, a lot of power in his bat, 2 home runs this season, and 6 RBIs. As he takes some time, steps out of the batter's box, and will now re-enter against the righty Van Eyck. Breaking ball missing outside, and the count now 1-2. Viers 2-for-5 with a run scored and a stolen base last night. Currently riding a 4-game hit streak that began on the Saturday of Lakeland series last week. 1-2, swing and a miss, bouncing out of the glove of Deschamps. He picks it up, lobs a throw to Williams at first, tagging the bag, and the K2-3 ends the inning. So the Threshers go down in order for the third straight frame, and we head into the bottom of the fourth inning. Still tied at 1-1 here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, make sure to get your hands on some new Blue Jays gear for the season. Jay Shop, located on the first big side of the concourse, is open until the end of the game and is stocked with all your Dunedin Blue Jays merchandise needs. If you are a TD Bank cardholder, you will receive 15% off your purchase. Make sure to head over to the Jay Shop and look your best while cheering on your Blue Jays. The Blue Jays would like to wish a happy belated birthday to Ben! Blue Jays would also like to wish a happy birthday to second mate Eric Swallows. The Blue Jays would like to wish a happy birthday to Sonia. The Blue Jays would also like to welcome the AA and AAA River Dogs of the Greater Holiday Little League.
Bottom of the fourth inning, no runs have been scored since Peyton Williams' solo shot in the second inning. Otto Kemp had one in the first to make it a 1-1 ball game. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning with under an hour passed in this ball game. Now Tucker Toman leads off the first, or the fourth, taking a splitter on the outside corner from Estevenson Jimenez to make it 0-1. Here's the pitch. Fastball, low and in, count 1-1. So Man struck out to end the first inning. He's now struck out in each of his last four at-bats. The 1-1. This one is hammered deep out to right center field. Crawford chasing, looking up. He's at the wall, and the ball goes over the wall. Third solo homer of the game. First of the season for Tucker Toman. And the Dunedin Blue Jays take their first lead of the game, 2-1, with nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
First baseman, number 40, Peyton Williams.
So the first batter homers, and now the second batter has already homered this inning, or this game, excuse me. Peyton Williams, his fourth homer of the season, came in the second as the fastball buzzes the outside part of the plate, count 0-1. For Toman, compensatory round pick in the second round of last year, as Williams swings and misses at a breaking ball to make the count 0-2. That solo homer was the first of his minor league career in his second pro season. 0-2, swing and a miss, strike 3. After each Blue Jays homer, Jimenez followed it up with a strikeout. This one ties his season tie with six punches in the ball game so far, and we're just at one out in the fourth inning to bring up Glenn Santiago. A three-pitch strikeout to Peyton Williams. It was a four-pitch strikeout the last time Santiago came to the plate. Fastball upstairs makes it 1-0. Jimenez got six strikeouts in 2 1/3 innings in the series opener against Lakeland last week as the fastball almost hits Glenn, and now the count's 2-0. Now he has six strikeouts in three and a third innings. Here's the 2-0. This one is hitting the air out to left field. Rosario ranges to his right, coming in a little bit and making the catch almost with his glove touching the ground. Two outs here in the fourth inning. One run lead by the Dunedin Blue Jays with Robert Robertus coming up to the plate. For Jimenez, he's tied his season high with six strikeouts. His career high is 8, set in September of last season against the Bradenton Marauders. 1-0 count to Robertus, who singled his last time up. Jimenez deals. This one is hit high in the air out to right center field. Fergus calling off Crawford, sending under it, and makes the one-handed catch with the glove over his red hat. But the damage done in the fourth inning. For the second time this game, the Blue Jays lead off an inning with a solo home run. This time it's Tucker Toman, and it's 2-1 Dunedin as we head into the fifth.
All right, fans, it's time for the Tiki Bat. Great, we have Jackson and Griffin. They're going to spin around the bat until I say stop, then they're going to race down, and the first one to high-five DJ is going home with a Blue Jays shirt. On your mark, get set, spin. Fans, let's make some noise for Jackson and Griffin. Keep on spinning, keep on spinning. Keep on spinning. You gotta put your head on it and go!
Now pitching for the Blue Jays, right-hander, number 8, Ryan Jennings. Now batting for the Threshers, number 52, Ryan Leach.
The Threshers playing from behind for the first time today. We're here in the fifth inning, and Ryan Leach lead things off for Clearwater with C.J. Van Eyck on the mound and a Dunedin Blue Jays 2-1 lead. And now a right-hander warming up in the Threshers' bullpen. 3-1 in favor of Dunedin, 2-1 in favor of Dunedin as well, as the fastball powers its way past Leach to make the count 0-1. Leach in his second game for the Threshers this season. Faces the 0-1, lets the fastball go low and outside, and the count evens at 1-1. John Henriquez is warming up in the Threshers bullpen, tied for second in the league with 4 wins. 1-1, swing and a miss, and that makes it 1-2. Pulling the string is Van Eyck with the breaking ball that Leach offers at. Leach taking a timeout, stepping outside the batter's box. Counts 1-2. We went 1-for-3 on Wednesday morning in his season debut. Fastball outside evens the count at 2-2. Leach debuted for the Threshers last season, played 9 games, went 7-for-33 with 2 homers and 6 RBIs. 2-2 pitch, hit the other way sharply but fouled into the netting, and the count will stay at 2-2. Each season he's debuted with the Threshers, making his season debut on Wednesday. Now stepping out of the box again as the catcher Deschamps gives a new ball to Van Eyck. Leach, also a catcher, back into the right-handed batter box. Van Eyck quickly, the 1-2. This is hit the other way, foul, and actually I don't think that's Van Eyck. It's actually Ryan Jennings. Quick pitch and a right-hander, I thought they were the same guy. But Ryan Jennings making his series debut. Apologies for missing that. 23 years old, out of Louisiana Tech, the fourth-round pick of the Blue Jays back in 2022. Leach will get a new bat after the foul ball cracked his last one. Leach making his second relief appearance of the season, sixth overall outing for Dunedin. The 2-2. Fastball outside and bouncing towards the backstop to make the count 3-2. Jennings has pitched in each of his 2 minor league seasons with the Dunedin Blue Jays. 10 appearances, now 11, 4 starts, 2.88 ERA. 3-2, swing and a miss, there's strike 3. So Jennings picking up right where Van Eyck left off, and Jennings now in line for the victory as CJ only went 4 frames for the Dunedin Blue Jays. That'll bring up Castillo, who's 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Threshers have already struck out 8 times here in the fifth inning. Castillo takes this the other way, but it's fouled down the left field line. And the count's 0-1. Castillo with his first hit of the series, an RBI base knock last night. 11 RBIs on the season for the 6'3" left-handed hitter and a California Baptist. One out here in the fifth. Here's the 0-1. Castillo slices this foul, slams off the pitch clock behind home plate, and the count quickly down to 0-2. 179 hitter on the year is Castillo. 3 homers and 4 RBIs. Also 3-for-4 in stolen bases. One of the many unexpected base stealers for Clearwater, but they've got over 20 more stolen bases than any other team in this league. Here's the 0-2. Taking the other way again, this one fouled away behind home plate. And the count will remain 0-2 to Chad Castillo. One out here in the fifth, 2-1 lead for Dunedin. Jennings deals. Weak grounder down the first baseline, but it bounces foul. And Castillo continues to fight off pitches. 4 thrown at him in this at-bat from Ryan Jennings. All 4 of them have been fouled off by Chad Castillo. Only position he's played in the field is first base. for the Threshers in his second pro season. Now the 0-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and there is strike three. Two batters faced, two strikeouts for Ryan Jennings, three straight punchouts for Dunedin.
Now batting, number 17,
2 on the score. Cade Blue Jays lead it in the top of the fifth inning, and Cade Fergus looking to extend his on-base streak and his hitting streak. Five straight games with a base knock for Fergus, and most of those have gone for extra bases on a power tear right now. Fergus goes around on the breaking ball outside, and new ball will go to Ryan Jennings. It's an 0-1 count to Cade, who is 6-for-13, with four of those hits going for extra bases, two doubles and two home runs in this series. 0-1, swing and a miss, and now the count's 0-2. In his five-game on-base streak, after the strikeout in the second, he's 10-for-22. Or his five-game hit streak, excuse me, he's 10-for-22 with four doubles, two home runs, five runs scored, and nine RBIs. 0-2 to Fergus now. Threshers trail by one. Jennings, the kick and the pitch. Swing and a miss. There is strike three. For the second time this evening, a Dunedin pitcher has struck out the side for the Clearwater Threshers. Threshers have not reached base since the first inning. Only time they have reached base was the Otto Kemp solo home run. We're halfway through this Saturday night as the Threshers trail 2-1 in Dunedin on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
The Blue Jays take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. first pitch. And the first 1,000 fans will receive a Crest Whiskey bobblehead. Don't miss out on 1 minute of the action. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now.
And when you test your skills in trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Pop Live for free on the Apple Play Store and start scoring rewards today. On Friday, May 19th, all tickets to the Woodhawk is set up at SPCA today. Tickets are available now at RutgersBaseball.com.
Now pitching for the Threshers, right-hander, number 6, John Enriquez. Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Blue Jays, number 9, Abiezel Russell.
Seven, eight, and nine coming up for Dunedin, and they'll be facing a new pitcher as the Threshers go to the bullpen for the first time in tonight's game. It's John Henriquez taking the bump for Clearwater as he is tied in second behind Rafael Sanchez of the Blue Jays for the league lead in wins. He's 4-0 on the season. Now he's down 1-0 against Abiezel Ramirez, who flied out to right his last time up. Now Henriquez, the 1-0 pitch. Ramirez takes this the other way into left field. Rosario towards the line makes the catch in left field with one hand for the first out of the inning for John Henriquez. That'll bring up Nick Deschamps. And Estevenson Jimenez had a really solid start for the Threshers. In line for the loss, two of his three hits allowed left the yard, but six strikeouts and one walk in four innings in just his third start of the season after coming off the injured list. Deschamps hits this one in the air out to right field. Fergus coming in on it. Kemp goes away from the ball as he came out to back up Cade. An easy catch for Fergus. Three pitches and two outs for Henriquez here in the fifth inning. J.C. Masson, a strikeout victim in his last time up, coming up to the plate to face Henriquez, who's got a four-seamer, change, slider, and a cutter. 23-year-old out of San Francisco de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. Henriquez got his fourth win of the season his last time up as the breaking ball misses outside, count 1-0. That was on Wednesday morning against the Dunedin Blue Jays. Three innings pitched, one unearned run allowed, four walks and three strikeouts, and two hits in the Threshers' 9-4 victory. 1-0, fastball on the outside corner, count even at 1-1. On the season, Henriquez, the 4-0 record, now pitched 21 and a third innings with an ERA of 3.48, 19 strikeouts to 10 walks, and this is his ninth relief appearance of the season. 1-1, breaking ball on the outside corner, count even, or now count down to 1 and 2. Henriquez has only been playing baseball for 10 or 11 years, and that seems like a long time, but you listen to some of these other guys who've been playing baseball since they were 5 or 6. Henriquez got his start at 12 years old, and here he is on a professional field. 1-2, breaking ball doesn't break enough, and the count evens at 2-2. Henriquez, as time is called. No, it's not a timeout. It's an automatic strike three. J.C. Masson took too much time setting up, and he is rung up on an automatic strike call to end the fifth inning. The pitch clock strikes again, and Henriquez has his first strikeout of the ballgame. Dunedin goes down in order. The Threshers looking to avoid that fate as we head into the sixth inning. Two on the lead. Blue Jays out in front.
We've done that with Megan and Justin. They're from Maryland. We're going to find out just how well they know each other. We asked Justin who his favorite celebrity crush is, and he said, Dua Lipa. All right, Megan, if you have the same answer, she does have the same answer. They're going home with a $20 gift card to Pisces.
Leading off the top of the sixth inning for Clearwater, number 5 is Brian Lincoln.
So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Ryan Jennings back out for his second inning of work. 2-1 the lead for Dunedin as we are into the sixth inning here at TD Ballpark. Rincon swings and misses at a fastball to make it 0-1 here in the top of the sixth. He was a strikeout victim back in his last time up. The Threshers have K'd 10 times today. 0-1 and the breaking ball in there for called strike two. Van Eyck. Four innings pitched, one hit run, one run, and seven strikeouts. No walks allowed. And now an 0-2 coming to Rincon. Swing and a miss. Three-pitch strikeout for Ryan Jennings. He has struck out each batter he has faced with a swinging strike
three. Number 21, Freeman Minnietti.
Truly a pitcher's duel tonight with three of the four hits leaving the yard. Otto Kemp had a solo homer in the first, and solo homers in the second from Peyton Williams and fourth from Tucker Tillman. First pitch to Minnietti in there for a called strike. He grounded out to short his last time up. As Jennings, working quickly, deals the 0-1. Fastball on the outside part of the plate, and it's 0-2. Two straight 0-2 counts to lead off the inning. And now looking for his second straight punch-out. 0-2 pitch, outside, no immaculate inning coming for Ryan Jennings in the count 1-2 to the Threshers' third baseman. He has faced 0-2 counts in each of his last two at-bats. Jennings has only missed the zone four times. Minnietti ground this one, a chopper over the pitcher's mound to second, charging his Beltre, and he flips to first base for the second out of the inning. First time the Threshers have been retired by a non-strikeout since Otto Kemp grounded out unassisted to first back in the fourth inning. And Ricardo Rosario had kind of an odd way to get out the last time he was up. He's 0-2 with two groundouts, but he bounced out kind of to himself right in front of home plate, but it bounced off his leg as he tried to beat out a bunt single. This one is fouled backwards and chops into the Threshers' dugout, count 0-1. Rosario, late addition to the lineup after Amarion Boyd was initially scheduled to start. Rosario led off the ball game for Clearwater. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. And now the count's 0-2 as the fastball touches the outside corner. Rosario 1-for-5 on Thursday night with 2 strikeouts and a run scored. The 0-2, swing and a miss. There's strike 3. Quick pitches have been doing the trick for both sides. 12 strikeouts against Threshers batters and a 2-1 lead for the Dunedin Blue Jays. Bottom of the 6th coming up. Threshers down by 1 here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Good time. Be sure to join us on Thursday, May 25th, for Fishing Night, presented by Kaisi Sushi and Global Bistro. Your Blue Jays take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles with a 6:30 p.m. first pitch. The first 1,000 fans will receive a cooler bag presented by Kaisi. There will be plenty of fishing vendors and prizes to win all game long. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now. Leading off the bottom of the 6th inning for the Blue Jays, number 1, Adrian Pinto.
We have just passed the hour mark, and we're in the bottom of the 6th inning. 2-1 at the lead, just 4 hits between the Threshers and the Blue Jays. John Henriquez sent the first pitch to the bottom 6th, inside to Adrian Pinto for ball number 1. Pinto walked in the first, the only walk of the ball game. And he struck out his last time. This one's a sharp ground ball to second base. Fielded on a hop by Kemp, close to the outfield grass. He flips to Castillo for the first down in the 6th inning.
Second baseman, number 7, Maxwell
Caltrey. So this game is just moving very quickly. One out here in the 6th. 2-1 the lead for Dunedin. And now Manuel Beltre, who grounded into a double play in the 1st and struck out in the 3rd inning. Henriquez kicks and deals. Curveball bounced up the middle, fielded on a weird hop by Kemp, running towards the pitcher's mound, sidearm throw for out number 2. Once again, a quick start to the inning for John Henriquez. In the first 2 batters of each of his 2 innings of work tonight, Henriquez has only thrown 6 pitches. That last out was the 10th pitch he threw today. 2 outs now for Tucker Thoman, as he takes a look at a breaking ball outside to make the count 1-0. Thoman hit his first career home run in the 4th inning to give the Blue Jays a 2-1 lead. Now he faces the 1-0. Fastball low and inside, may have hit the dirt, and the count evens at 1-1. So Thoman, not only was it first career home run, he cracked double digits in RBIs with his 10th ribby on the season. 2-0 pitch, fastball outside, and now it's 3-0. But before the homer, Thoman had struck out in 4 straight at-bats dating back to yesterday. Here's a 3-0. Fastball outside and a 4-pitch walk to Tucker Thoman. Second walk of the game, first from Henriquez. And second overall by not just Threshers pitching, but overall, but all pitchers. No walks to the Clearwater Threshers. And we're in the bottom of the 6th inning with 2 outs. A 2-out base runner in Thoman. He's got good speed. And a good hitter at the plate in Peyton Williams. A homer and a strikeout for him. And now he takes a first pitch strike, a breaking ball on the outside part of the plate. Tillman, two stolen bases this season in both of his attempts. Didn't try one in his 11 games in the FCL last year. Good block by Leach. Tillman was off to second base anyway. He'll slide in safely. And the count's now even at 1-1. I'm sure if that's going to be called a stolen base or a wild pitch. But Tillman in scoring position for the first time tonight. 1-1 the count to Peyton Williams. Four homers and 25 RBIs, each in the top five of the Florida State League. Now the 1-1, Henriquez deals. Curveball outside, and the count now 2-1. It's officially ruled a wild pitch, not stolen base number 3 for Tillman, but anyway, he's on second base, being held on by Brian Rincon. 2-1 the count, Henriquez looking at second base, stepping off, and Tillman will retreat. 2 balls, 1 strike, and 2 outs. Threshers trail 2-1 here in the bottom of the sixth. Henriquez looks at second and throws home. Breaking ball outside and a little bit upstairs, and the count's 3-1. Henriquez able to go deep into games as a reliever. He has hit the 3-inning mark once in his last at-bat and frequently goes 2 innings and then some for the Threshers. 2-3-1 pitch. Fastball on the outside part of the plate. Williams trying to convince the umpire it was ball 4. But Chad Lagana gave him a strike 2. Tillman should be heading to third on the full count. 2 outs here in the sixth. Henriquez looks at second and the pitch. Payoff is grounded to Kemp once again. Fields it in the outfield grass. Flips to Castillo, and that ends the inning. So 3 ground outs to second base are all 3 outs in this sixth inning, with 1 runner stranded on a 2-out walk. We're heading into the 7th, and this game is just breezing by here in Dunedin. Threshers lead it. The Threshers trail, excuse me, 2-1 the score here at TD Ballpark.
Stop by your local Clearwater TD Bank for free tickets. Wednesdays are $2 Wednesdays. You can enjoy $2 tickets and $2 food options. Thursdays are $1 beer nights presented by Budweiser. You can enjoy $1 craft beers at any bar. Fridays are buy one, get one margaritas and frozen drinks. Saturdays are family nights. Kids can run races after the game. And Sundays are $2 seltzers and mimosas, followed by post-game catch on the field. For the complete list of promotions, head to DunedinCJ.com. Leading off the top of the 7th inning for Clearwater, number 13, Justin Crawford.
Lowest price at WoodlandHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the 7th inning, Ryan Jennings back out for a 3rd inning of work, and he's got 2, 3, and 4 in the Threshers order to work with. High chopper down the first baseline by Crawford. Behind the back flip from Jennings, and Crawford beats it out at first base. You can't get fancy with a base runner like Justin Crawford, and the Threshers have a man on for the first time since Otto Kemp's solo home run in the first inning. Speaking of which, Otto Kemp is coming up to the plate right now. Leadoff base knock for Justin Crawford, and he has a hit for the 2nd game in a row this series and a 5th game overall on his current hit streak. That'll bring up Otto Kemp with a dangerous runner on first base, and I'd expect Crawford to get off and running to second quickly. Nobody out, as it looks like it's a pitch clock violation on Otto Kemp, who'll get an automatic strike 1. And Crawford, a big lead off first base. Jennings, the pitch. Crawford stays put as the fastball misses just low to Otto Kemp to make the count 1-0. And it was not an automatic strike. The pitcher just stepped off the mound. Crawford slowly lengthening his lead off the first base back. Jennings set at the belt. The 1-0 count to Kemp and a throwback to first base, not in time to even get a tag down on Justin Crawford. So the Threshers, one run on two hits, two runs on three hits for Dunedin. All the runs coming on solo homers from Otto Kemp, Peyton Williams, and Tucker Thoman. 2-1 is the score, 1-0 is the count to Otto Kemp. Jennings deals. Crawford thinks about going for second and would have had to go back to first anyway as Kemp fouls it off back into the Dunedin on-deck circle. It's a 1-1 count to Otto, who increased his on-base streak to 22 straight games with a solo homer in the first inning. Now a 1-1. We'll see if Crawford tries to go to second again. Jennings awaits the pitch. Crawford heads to second. Fastball misses upstairs, and the throw sails into center field. Crawford safe at second, and he's chugging for third, and he'll stay in there standing up on the throwing error by Nick Deschamps. It's stolen base number 12 for Justin Crawford, and the error puts the tying run 90 feet from home plate. 2-1 count to Kemp, as that is the first error of the ball game for the Dunedin Blue Jays. Kemp is now 7 for his last 16, and a 1-for-2 night tonight, a chance to drive in a second run with maybe the best runner in the entire Florida State League on third base, though Marion Boyd certainly in that conversation as well. 2-1, swing and a miss, as Kemp chases the breaking ball outside to even the count at 2-2. Time is called by Otto Kemp behind home plate. So two balls, two strikes, infield in. Kemp holds up the swing. Did he go? He did not. Shea Graham keeps Kemp at home plate. And now it's a full count to Otto, who represents the go-ahead run. Infield in for the Blue Jays. Here's the payoff. Fastball called strike three, and Kemp taps the helmet to initiate the challenge. The appeal is upheld, and Otto Kemp is down on strikes for the first time today. One out in the seventh. The infield will stay in with Justin Crawford remaining on third base. And now the left-handed hitter Jordan Vyers coming up to the plate with a chance to tie this game, and he certainly got the pop to put the Threshers out in front. First pitch to Vyers. That's going to do it. High fly ball deep out to left center field. That's going to land on the warning track and one hop the wall. Crawford walks home to tie the game, and Vyers stands on second base with a double. Jordan Vyers excitedly points to the sky as the Threshers have broke out in the second inning with two hits, and now this game is tied. 2-2 is the score, and the go-ahead run is on second base, and the Threshers will get a pinch runner. Amarion Boyd, who was initially scheduled to start this game, will come on for Vyers as a pinch runner and replace him as the designated hitter. And Boyd, the league leader in stolen bases, last night became the first player in the Florida State League to 20 stolen bags. He is on second base right now with Ryan Leach in his second game as a Thresher, a chance to give the Thresher the lead. The Threshers the lead. So it's a tie ball game at two apiece, and a big lead at second for Amarion Boyd. He's being held on by the second baseman Beltre. Jennings looks at second, offers home, and the fastball misses up and away to Ryan Leach. 2-2 ball game here in the top of the seventh inning. The long double by Vyers is the first runner that did not score on a solo home run. 1-0 the count, and a man on second for Clearwater. Going back to second is Beltre. Sliding in safely is Boyd, and that was a very close play at second base. So Marion Boyd safe at second, and he'll take another big lead with a 1-0 count to Leach. He's stolen third already five times this season. Now the 1-0, Boyd staying at second, Leach swinging and missing in a breaking ball as Jennings pulls the string to even the count at 1-1. Two strikeouts on the day for Ryan Leach. He's 1-for-5 on the season in his second game with Clearwater. coming to the Threshers roster at the beginning of this series after Caleb Ricketts was called up to High A Jersey Shore. The 1-1 lets it go outside, does Leach, as the cutter makes it 2-1. Leach, in his second pro season, signed as an undrafted free agent out of Marshall University, the Canadian international. 2-1. He holds up the swing, and the breaking ball misses low, count 3-1. The go-ahead run on second base, and as I mentioned, a guy who you can make the argument as the best runner in the Florida State League, it, I think, is really between him and Justin Crawford. Just outstanding speed from both of them. And the 3-1, Boyd will stay at second. Leach will take it the other way, but it goes foul, staying mainly behind home plate, and we will fill up the count here at 3-2. Thirty-nine pitches for Ryan Jennings, just 10 of them has missed the zone in his first relief start of the series. Here's the payoff. Boyd stays at second, grounded up the middle by Leach. Boyd will take third easily. Toman scoops, shuffles, and throws out Leach at first base. The pinch runner moves 90 feet away first from giving the Threshers the lead. Leach is now 0-3, and Chad Castillo is trying to give the Threshers their first lead since Dunedin tied it up in the second inning, thanks to Peyton Williams. It was a lefty batter that got the better of Ryan Jennings. And here's the first pitch to Castillo. Breaking ball misses low, count 1-0. That lefty batter was Viers, who will finish the game with a 1-for-3 day and an RBI double, extending his hit streak to 6 games. 1-0 to Castillo. Jennings looking at Boyd at third base. And the pitch. Fastball way outside in the count 2-0. The ball needs to touch green grass in the outfield for the Threshers to take the lead. 3 hits apiece, 2 runs apiece with 2 outs here in the 7th inning. Jennings looks at third. The pitch. Castillo chops it backwards, and that's the first strike of the at-bat. Count 2-1. Two on the pitch. Jennings taking a long look at third where Boyd takes a short lead. And here's the pitch. Fastball away and the count 3-1 with Boyd creeping towards home plate. Probably not intending to steal home, but definitely doing enough to distract the focus of Ryan Jennings to send a ball outside. He still hasn't walked a batter yet today. Neither has either of the two Dunedin pitchers that have towed the slab. 3-1 to Castillo, way outside on the fastball, and that is ball 4. And Boyd certainly doing his part, distracting the pitcher, and almost prompted a back pick over to third base by Nick Deschamps. Chad Castillo will reach first base, and that is the first time that a runner has been walked by a Dunedin pitcher. Just 3 walks in the game so far, total of 6 hits and 4 runs, with 3 hits and 2 runs for each team. Corey Roarden, the pitching coach for the Dunedin Blue Jays, out with the entire infield to have a chat with Ryan Jennings as we'll take you for a spin around the Phillies system while Cade Fergus gets ready to come up to the plate. Jersey Shore with a lead on Greensboro, 6-2. Jordan Fowler coming off the injured list and into the start. 3 1/3 innings so far, just 2 runs allowed. Memphis and Lehigh Valley are tied up at 1 in the top of the 5th, and Reading leads New Hampshire 1-0 in the same top of the 5th inning. Now one of the hottest hitters on this Threshers team, Cade Fergus, coming up to the plate with 2 on and 2 outs against Ryan Jennings. Jennings looking at third once again. Here's the pitch. Fastball low and inside, and that is a 1-0 count to Fergus. 2 strikeouts on the day for Cade, but currently riding a 5-game hit streak in which he has 2 3-hit games over that span. 2 home runs in each of his last 2 games. Or sorry, 2 home runs in his last 2 games, including a 1-for-4 night with a homer on Thursday. Fastball just missing up and away, and the count 2-0. Still one base open. Castillo unlikely to try and go for it as he is on first base. Boyd being watched closely by Abiezel Ramirez over at third. It's a 2-0 count with two outs to Cade Fergus. Three home runs, 13 RBIs, with nine of them coming over the last five games. Fergus calls time and quickly steps back into the box. Little mind games being played with Ryan Jennings. Right-hander working in the Threshers bullpen now. Right-hander Jennings misses upstairs with a fastball, and he's one pitch away from loading the bases. Doesn't look like anyone's throwing in Dunedin's bullpen, as it's Jack Dallas getting loose for Clearwater out in left field. 3-0 count. Castillo taking a sizable lead off the first base bag. The 3-0 pitch. Inside, ball four. So at least the on-base streak will continue for Fergus tonight as he takes a walk for the first time this series. Two straight free passes issued by Ryan Jennings, and the Threshers have loaded up the bases here in the top of the seventh inning. One run already home thanks to a Jordan Viers RBI double. He was replaced by Amarion Boyd, who takes a short lead off third. Chad Castillo on second, Cade Fergus on first, and Brian Rincon at the plate with a loaded set of bags and two outs. First pitch from Jennings, a fastball away, and the count 1-0. That's five or six straight pitches missed by Ryan Jennings, a guy who had single-digit balls up until last inning in his third inning of work. Six strikeouts, but a 1-0. Breaking ball low, count 2-0. No place to put Rincon with the bases loaded and two outs. 2-0 count to Brian, who struck out twice today. It's been the fate of many Threshers players in the early going of this ballgame. A nine-game on-base streak for Rincon, in which he has walked five times. 2-0 the count. Jennings, the pitch. Fastball outside, and it's 3-0. A four-pitch walk to Fergus has him on first base. The bases are loaded, and another ball will give the Threshers the lead. Seven straight pitches missed by Jennings. Now the 3-0. Fastball upstairs, and that is ball four. Clearwater takes the lead on a four-pitch walk. The pinch runner Boyd walks on home, and Clearwater up by one here in the top of the seventh.
Third baseman, number 21, Freeland.
Castillo moves to third, Fergus to second, Rincon over on first with RBI number four of the series and 14 on the season. That'll bring up Freeland Minietti, bases loaded and two outs, and he takes the first pitch for ball four. Two straight four-pitch walks by Ryan Jennings. And that is his 10th straight ball to Threshers players. 1-0. First strike since the 3-0 pitch to Chad Castillo. Count even at 1-1 with the bases loaded and two outs for Franklin Minietti. Threshers put up two in the inning so far and lead 3-2 here in the top of the seventh. The 1-1. Minietti grounds this to short. Diving play under the glove of Toman. Castillo will score. Waved around third is Fergus. He will score. And it's a two-run single for Minietti, who advances to second on the throw to third base. Rincon slid under the tag of Ramirez and the Threshers with a four-run inning on the two-run single by Franklin Minietti. Clearwater, quiet. Relatively up until this inning, they had not put a batter on base since Otto Kemp's solo home run in the first, and now they've scored four runs in the top of the seventh to make it 5-2. First pitch to Ricardo Rosario is in there for a called strike. For Minietti, that is RBI number 8 and 9 on the season. And now it's a 1-0 to Rosario. Make that 0-2 as he offers at the slider outside. He struck out on three pitches in his last at-bat, did Rosario. Now it's an 0-2 pitch. Jennings deals. Bouncing into the dirt, a nice block by Deschamps likely saved a run as Rincon has good speed on third base, and the count's now 1-2 to Ricardo Rosario. Boyd was expected to have his leadoff spot, and now Boyd has scored the winning run as a pinch runner. Now it's 1-2, two on and two out. The pitch fouled back into the net, and the count will stay at 1-2. Minietti on second, Rincon on third. Four runs in the frame so far for Clearwater as they now lead it 5-2 with Jack Dallas set to come in out of the bullpen after this inning. The 1-2, Jennings awaits the pitch. He deals. Fastball just missing outside, and the count evens at 2-0 or 2-2 with an appeal on the way, and the appeal changes the call. Ball two becomes strike three, and Ricardo Rosario is rung up to end the seventh. All nine Threshers come up in that seventh inning. Four runs are scored on three hits and three walks. The Threshers leave two on the bases, but leave the seventh heading into the stretch with a 5-2 lead here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. That's not all. You got to meet your favorite team. Got to meet your ball. Got to bounce that one during a watch party. And the last call. What do you want? Let's play ball.
And now, space kicking, first kick, they got to the ball game.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. I don't care if we never get back. Let me root for the blue day. They don't win, it's a shame. Now it's 1-2-3 stretch our eyes. These are
now pitching for the Threshers, right-hander, number 26, Jack Dallas. Now batting number 31.
A new pitcher for the Threshers and a new ball game here in the seventh inning. Josh Sperber here on the call with you as Jack Dallas sends a breaking ball inside to Glenn Santiago. Threshers lead it 5-2 in the bottom of the seventh after trailing much of the ballgame. The 1-0 pitch, fastball right down the pipe, and the count evens at 1-1. Four runs in the seventh on three hits and three walks for Clearwater, and now they're pitching with the lead for the first time since the second inning. Dallas misses on a breaking ball to make the count 2-1. Jennings now in line for the loss, and John Henriquez in line for the victory in two shutout innings. Two on the pitch make it 3-1 as the fastball misses to Santiago, who's 0-2 on the day. Henriquez did not allow a run or a hit, walked one, and struck out one in two innings of work. Now Dallas gets Santiago to single up the middle with the fastball over the heart of the plate. Santiago's on base for the first time today.
Right fielder,
four hits now for Dunedin. Only two of them have stayed in the yard. Two solo home runs and two base hits. The other single belonging to the man at the plate right now in Robert Robertis. He singled with one out in the second inning and flied out to right his last time up. Santiago, no stolen bases yet this season, but 21 in his minor league career as Robertis swings and misses on a fastball on the outside part of the plate. Dallas, a former two-way athlete in college at Lamar University, was a quarterback on the football team for two seasons before moving into a more prominent role in Lamar's bullpen. 0-1, fastball low and in, and Santiago slips heading back to first base, but no throw offered by Ryan Leach. Dallas took his first loss of the season in allowing his first or no, none of those runs were earned. So Dallas still has yet to allow an earned run as this has popped up. Playable for Minietti at third base. He calls off the catcher and makes the grab in foul territory for the first out of the inning. Dallas still has yet to allow an earned run in what is now his 11th appearance, but allowed the go-ahead run to end the Threshers' 13-game win streak on Tuesday night on a passed ball in the 10th inning. Now he faces Abiezel Ramirez, infield pinched at double play depth, and a good block by Leach keeps the count at 1-0, and Glenn Santiago over at first base. Ramirez 0-for-2 with two flyouts. Dallas, an inning and two-thirds pitch last night, allowed two unearned runs in the 10th with a walk and two strikeouts. Dallas, the 1-0 to Ramirez. Fastball outside, count 2-0. Dallas, a five-pitch pitcher, two-seamer, sinker, cutter, slider, and a change. In his second season, signed as an undrafted free agent out of Lamar. All 17 games as a reliever, as the breaking ball misses upstairs, count is 3-0 to Ramirez. Dallas, one of the most used relievers in the Threshers' bullpen, now tied with Andrew Walling for his 11th appearance on the season, tied for the team lead. 3-0 pitch, fastball inside and over the plate to make it 3-1. Ramirez jumping out of the way, trying to sell it to Chad Lagana. Short leadoff first for Santiago. As here's the pitch, 3-1, breaking ball upstairs, and that is ball four. First walk of the day by Dallas. Each pitcher for the Threshers has walked just one batter. But this time, the walk brings the tying run to the plate in the form of Nick Deschamp. So Leach calling out the signs to his fielders, Brian Rincon holding Santiago on second base. One out, two on, and the Threshers leading 5-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Dallas looks at second base and the pitch. This one hit out in the air and out to left field, charging at Rosario. Rincon looking forward as well, and he slides to make the catch. That looked like it would have been a dangerous Bermuda Triangle sort of bloop. But Rincon gets there in time. He is a rock-solid fielder at short. And the Threshers now have two outs in the seventh inning. That'll bring up J.C. Masson, who was struck out on a pitch count violation in his last timeout. And now he represents the tying run with two on and two outs here in the bottom of the seventh inning. The pitch, breaking ball outside, count 1-0. Now, my guess for the strategy of J.R. Murphy and the Threshers is that Dallas will pitch this inning, likely the eighth as well, and then they'll bring Wesley Moore out to close this ball game. 1-0, breaking ball right over the heart of the plate, and the count now 1-1. Moore, Dallas, and Orion Kirkering started the season as the main back-end relievers for the Threshers. Kirkering is now up with Jersey Shore, where he threw a scoreless inning on Wednesday in his high A debut. Moore hasn't pitched since Tuesday. Swing and a miss, and that makes it 1-2. We're sorry, Wednesday was the last time Moore pitched. I got my dates wrong. Got three strikeouts in two innings, allowing his first earned run of the season. It's a 1-2 now to Masson. The pitch. Wave and a whiff. Strike three. Nasty curve from Dallas. Ends the seventh inning with the Blue Jays having the tying run at home plate. So Dunedin comes up empty in the seventh, leaving two stranded on one hit and no errors for the Threshers. We're heading into the eighth inning at TD Ballpark. Threshers closing in on their second straight victory here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, we are just getting started here at TD Ballpark, and there's lots of the biggest two big baseball to watch. Your Blue Jays wrap up their series against the Clearwater Threshers tomorrow, May 14th, with a 12 p.m. first pitch. Don't forget tomorrow, seltzers and mimosas are just $2. After the game, you can play catch on the field. Come celebrate Mother's Day with us tomorrow afternoon. Don't miss out on 1 minute of the action. Head to thebluejays.com to get your tickets now. Now pitching for the Blue Jays, left-hander, number 14, Curry Brodkowski. Leading off the top of the eighth inning for Clearwater, number 13, Justin Crocker.
So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the second straight inning, Justin Crawford leads things off for the Threshers, this time against the left-hander. Harry Rutkowski making his second appearance of the series. He got the win on Tuesday night. Crawford pulls back a bunt as the slider misses outside to make it 1-1. Crawford tied the game after singling, stealing a base, and scoring on Jordan Viers' RBI double. Rutkowski now sends the 1-0 home. Fastball hit the other way into left field, and that is the second straight leadoff base knock for Justin Crawford. He stole his 13th base of the year his last time after he singled, and now Otto Kemp will come up with a danger of Crawford stealing once again. Rutkowski got his second win of the season on Tuesday, allowing one unearned run, the extra runner in the 10th inning, to score, and one hit, four strikeouts, three walks in the final two innings of the ballgame. Now Kemp up at the plate with a speedy Justin Crawford on first base. He's 1-for-1 in steals already today. Breaking ball inside, and the count is 1-1 to Otto Kemp, who struck out his last time up but homered in the first to extend his on-base streak to 22 games and his hit streak to 4, with one in every game of this series thus far. Throwback at first base, Crawford in at first standing up. It's a 5-2 lead for Clearwater. They're now out hitting the Blue Jays 5-4 here in the top of the eighth inning. Right on left matchup as Rutkowski deals. Kemp pops this one up foul down the right field side. Count evens at 1-1. He's 1-for-3 today with that solo home run on the first pitch he saw. And he has had a much more aggressive approach in the last couple of series, and it's really paid off. A home run and a double on the first pitch of an at-bat in the last three nights. Here's the 1-1. Fastball upstairs, count 2-1. Crawford staying put on first base thus far. 13 of 15 stolen bases on the season, with the 13th coming earlier this evening. And the appeal is upheld. So still 2-1 to Kemp, man on first, with nobody out here in the top of the eighth inning. Rutkowski kicks and deals. Instead, he'll throw over to first. No tag even applied for Crawford, who was back on first base, standing up safely. Now he'll resume his lead. Rutkowski sent at the belt on the third base side of the rubber. He kicks and deals. Crawford's off for second. Pitch inside, and that's a strike, but it's a stolen base for Crawford, as the 2-2 count brings Crawford's second stolen base of the ballgame. 14-for-16 on the season so far, and that's going to prompt a meeting on the mound for Nick Deschamps. 2-2 to Kemp, a man on second, and a three-run lead already for the Clearwater Threshers, and the meeting is quickly over as Deschamps is now back behind home plate. So Crawford being held on by Manuel Beltre at second base, leaning in to try and psych out Crawford and keep him back on second. Crawford dancing around. Rutkowski, the 2-2, hit the other way and foul by Kemp to keep the count 2-2. And keep Crawford on the second base bag. Kemp 1-for-3 with a solo homer tonight, 2-for-5 with a homer and a double last night. Now he waits on a 2-2 count. Rutkowski peering at second out of the corner of his eye. Off to third is Crawford. The pitch misses low. The throw to second sails into left field. Stolen base number 14 for Crawford, and he'll jog on home on the second throwing error of the day by Nick Deschamps. 6-2 Clearwater, and Crawford is home on another round of great base running. Three stolen bases in three attempts, and twice he advanced a base on an errant throw. And now the Threshers lead by four with a full count and nobody out to Otto Kemp. But the base is clear now, and Rutkowski awaits the payoff. Here comes. Kemp hits it onto the ground into left field, and Kemp has a multi-hit game for the second straight night. What a run he has been on this season, as Kemp a homer and a single to make himself two for four and keep the outs empty here in the eighth inning. 6-2 the score, Threshers in the lead, and that'll bring up the designated hitter, Amarion Boyd, who pinch ran for Jordan Byers to score the winning run on a Brian Rincon walk. Boyd's on quite a streak himself as Kemp's off for second, pitches inside for called strike one, and Kemp slides in safely with his fourth stolen base of the season and the Threshers' fourth swipe of the ballgame. Kemp 4-for-6 on stolen bases, and it's a 1-0 count to Amarion Boyd with nobody out here in the eighth inning. Boyd a hit in each of his last five games. He's reached base in each of his last 14. 0-1 count to Boyd, the pitch. Hit on the ground, sliding play by Beltre. He scoops it up and sends it to first base. Kemp moves to third, but Boyd is retired on a 4-3 groundout. First down of the eighth inning, moves a run into 90-foot distance of home plate, and now the infield draws in for Ryan Leach. 0-for-3 with two strikeouts and a good runner on third base in Otto Kemp. The pitch. This one is popped up foul behind home plate. 0-1 count to Leach. Two strikeouts and a ground out. But has worked full counts in each of his last two at-bats. Now the 0-1. Holding up is Leach, and the count evens at 1-1. Total of 1-for-6 and now his first two games with the Threshers this season. Began the season on the Florida Complex League roster. 1-1. Breaking ball inside. Count 2-1. Playing some extended spring training games over at the Carpenter Complex next door to Bay Care Ballpark. 2-1 the count to Leach. Lefty Rutkowski set at the belt. And the kick and the pitch. Breaking ball missing low. And the count 3-1. Dunedin's pitching staff did not walk anyone until the seventh inning, when three consecutive walks allowed a run to come in, with the third one coming to Brian Rincon with the bases loaded. 3-1 pitch, fastball on the inside part of the plate to fill up the count at 3-2. Full count of one out. Otto Kemp taking a very short lead off third base with the infield drawn in. The pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike three. Third K of the day for Ryan Leach. First for Harry Rutkowski. One unearned run already across here in the eighth inning. And the Threshers lead at 6-2 with two outs. Infield going back to normal depth. The slight shift to the left-hand side for Chad Castillo, who walked in the seventh inning as he swings and misses to make it 0-1. Fastball high and slightly towards the outside part of the plate to make it 0-1 on the lefty Castillo. Castillo was the first batter who walked for the Threshers on five pitches back in the seventh inning. 0-1. Fastball upstairs. Count evens at 1-1. Without the walk, though, he's 0-for-2. Did score a run. And now facing a 1-1 count with Otto Kemp over at third base. Threshers lead by four. Two outs in the eighth. The pitch. Fastball upstairs again. Count 2-1. Castillo finished off his collegiate career with a slugging percentage of .635 in his senior season at California Baptist. 13 stolen bases, 11 homers, and 69 RBIs. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Another outside fastball, but this time the count evens at 2-2 as Castillo goes after it. 11 home runs in his collegiate senior season, 11 RBIs so far in his first full season. He has spent all of his time with the Clearwater Threshers since being drafted in the ninth round by the Philadelphia Phillies last year. He had 3 homers and 8 RBIs, going 20 for 86 for Clearwater last season. 2-2. Called strike 3. 4 straight fastballs on the outside part of the plate by Rutkowski, and the appeal changes the call.
The call of strike has been overturned.
So strike 3 and an inning-ending punch-out flips it to a full count on Otto Kemp. Rutkowski running towards third to try and cap Kemp off guard with no such luck. So Kemp stays on third. Infield back to the slight lefty shift against Chad Castillo, who's working a full count with 2 outs here in the 8th inning. Rutkowski deals. Outside, ball 4, and a huge appeal keeps this inning alive for Chad Castillo and the Clearwater Threshers. When you talk about working a walk, I mean, that is how you do it. Castillo, behind in the count early, was down 1-2 to Harry Rutkowski. And then 3 straight balls, including one that was overturned on a should-have-been strike 3 call, according to the Blue Jays, but Castillo saw it right and got the call changed. Good work by Chad Lagana and the umpiring crew, and now there's runners on the corners with 2 outs for Cade Fergus. First pitch is an inside fastball, and that's the part of the plate that Rutkowski's been going for. His last 6 pitches have been fastballs on the outside to lefties and inside now to the righty Cade Fergus, who's 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. 1-0. Just got a piece of it, slicing it foul, and that slams into the netting behind home plate to make the count even at 1-1. Fergus with a 6-game on base streak now, but a 5-game hit streak hanging in the balance in what may be his last at bat here in the top of the 8th inning. Threshers lead it 6-2 with 2 outs and runners on the corners. Fastball high and inside of Fergus makes the count 2-1. Those 5 games, including 2 games in the Lakeland series and 3 against Dunedin here. Against the Blue Jays, he's 6 for 13 with 4 extra base hits. 2-1, fastball high and tight, and the count 3-1. So the on-base streak will continue. But Fergus is going to look for a good pitch to try and bring his hit streak up to 6. Rutkowski set at the belt, and the 3-1 pitch. Fastball high and inside, and Rutkowski keeps going with those heaters on the inside part of the plate to righties, but is unable to find the strike zone. 2 straight walks for Rutkowski, and the Threshers load the bases with 2 outs here in the 8th. That's going to prompt a meeting on the mound. Corey Riordan is going to have a chat with Rutkowski as some action begins in the Dunedin bullpen. Well, they meet on the mound. We're going to take you around the Florida State League with a scoreboard update here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Beginning in Fort Myers, where the Mighty Muscles have a 5-0 lead on the last place Tampa Tarpons. Fort Myers are the hosts, and they lead it by 5 in the top of the 8th inning. Bradenton leading Lakeland early in Lacombe Park. 3-0 to score in the top of the 3rd with the Marauders out in front. Daytona, a 9-4 advantage on the St. Lucie Mets, who are still looking to get into double-digit wins. And one final, Palm Beach taking down Jupiter 2-0. First pitch to Rincon is a fastball, again on that inside part of the plate to righties, and the count 1-0. And Rincon batting in the right-handed side of the box as a switch hitter. I'd move back a little bit and just try and hit that inside pitch. 1-0. Breaking ball inside again, and now the count evens at 1-1. Rincon saw his hit streak end on Thursday night, but his on-base streak continued, and it did so again. A 10-game on-base streak now, as the 1-1 pitch misses low and in to make it 2-1. And Rincon, an RBI walk in the 7th inning that both extended his on-base streak to 10 games, and gave the Threshers a lead that they still hold. It was 3-2 after that walk, and after this walk, it would be 7-2 if Rincon advances on a free pass. Instead, he fouls that pitch off to even the count at 2-2. Kemp on third, Castillo on second, Fergus on first. Loaded set of bags for the switch-hitting shortstop, Brian Rincon. The Threshers lead by 4 with 2 outs in the 8th inning. Rutkowski, set at the belt, and the pitch. 2-2, fouled away, Rincon staying alive, and we will do it again. Brian Rincon, 19 years old, only player born in 2004, other than Justin Crawford here on this Threshers roster. A 1-for-9 this series, but that one hit was a game-tying home run. 4 of his 14 RBIs have come here at TD Ballpark. Here's the 2-2. Popped up, foul again, and once again, we'll keep the count at 2-2. 186 average for Rincon, an on-base percentage of .303 and a slugging percentage of .310. 10 RBIs, now 11 over his last 10 games with his on-base streak at 10. 2-2, hit the other way, deep into right field. If it's fair, it's a grand slam, but it just tails foul, landing on the roof of the... I don't even know what that building is in right field, but the count will stay 2-2. Must be the clubhouse for the Blue Jays. Good solve, Peralta. 2-2 count still to Rincon. A walk and an RBI and an 0-for-2 day today. Got the bases loaded with 2 outs here in the 8th. Sky is darkened over TD Ballpark and the 2-2. He holds up the swing. Did he go? He did not. Shea Graham keeps the at-bat alive, making Rincon acceptable on a check swing. High inside fastball, now the count is full. 3 pitches fouled off with 2 strikes, and Rincon now in an 8-pitch battle with Rutkowski. Pitch number 9 of the battle misses upstairs, and for the second straight inning, Brian Rincon walks in a run. Otto Kemp scoring from third. Rincon has his second RBI walk of the day. Fergus to second. And RBI number 15 on the season for Brian Rincon. Corey Riordan will take the ball from Harry Rutkowski, who will not finish this 8th inning. A new pitcher coming in for Dunedin. The bases loaded. 2 outs and a 7-2 lead for the Threshers when we come back here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. A pitching change once again in the 8th inning. It's Kiner Leon making his second appearance of the series. Leon pitched one inning relief, allowing one run on 2 hits on Wednesday morning as the curveball misses upstairs to Fraylin Minietti in his first pitch of the day. 1-0 the count to Fraylin, who drove in 2 runs on a single back in the 7th. The Threshers now lead it 7-2 here in the 8th with 2 runs already across. 1-0, fastball inside and the count 2-0. Nowhere to put Minietti with a loaded set of bags. Brian Rincon is on first, Cade Fergus on second, and Chad Castillo on third base. 5-run lead for Clearwater, 2-0 count to Minietti. Leon deals, curveball again. This one settles in for a called strike number 1 to Fraylin. He's 1-for-3 with 2 RBIs, 1 short of double digits, and 3 chances to make that happen in terms of runners on base. Bases loaded, 2-1. This one is hit on the ground to third, and it bounces off the glove of Ramirez. Each runner's moved station to station on the E5. Chad Castillo scoring from third to give the Threshers an 8-2 lead.
Fielder number 37, Ricardo Rosario.
Fergus on third, Rincon on second, and Minietti on first on the error. And when it seemed like a routine grounder was going to end the inning, Ramirez couldn't hold on to the hard ground ball, and we are now in a 6-run ball game. 8-2 the score. Rosario takes a pitch for a called strike. He ended the seventh inning with a strikeout and now faces an 0-1 count to Kiner Leon. Still the bases loaded. Three errors on the game now for Dunedin as the curveball misses low and in to make the count 1-1. Top of the eighth inning still. Threshers lead it 8-2 with a 1-1 count to Rosario. Leon deals. Curveball over the plate for a called strike 2 and the count 1-2 to Rosario, who struck out on a 1-2 count in the seventh inning to end it as the Threshers reached 9 batters. They did so again here in the eighth with 3 runs across. The 1-2 pitch hit right to second base on a bullet of a line drive, bobbled but picked up by Beltre, and he wheels and deals it to first for the final out in the eighth inning. But the Threshers put up 3 more runs to make it an 8-2 ball game. Those 3 runs come across on 2 hits with 2 errors. And the Threshers lead the bases loaded for the second straight inning. We'll head into the bottom of the eighth, where the Threshers lead it 8-2.
Home run by Peyton Williams. That was the highest exit below, sponsored by South Bay Medical Clinic. Off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Blue Jays, number 1,
Adrian. Jack Dallas back out for the bottom of the eighth inning, and the first pitch of the eighth is a fastball called strike to center fielder Adrian Pinto. He's 0-for-2 with a walk back in the first, and the Threshers lead it 8-2 with 7 runs in the last 2 innings. Dallas deals the 0-1, bouncing into the netting behind home plate to make the count 1-1. Not much going on in either bullpen as Kiner Leon just came on, and Dallas with the ability to lengthen a game out of the bullpen. 1-1, fastball upstairs, and the count 1-2. Dallas was used as a closer, especially in his final season at Lamar. So always been a late reliever guy since college. 1-2, inside, did a hit Beltre, running out of the box like it did, but it's a 2-2 count, and Beltre will return to the right-hander's batter's box. Dallas deals, and the fastball's fouled away to make the count 2-2 still. 28 career saves in 105 appearances at Lamar, leading the school in both categories. 2-2. Did he go? Doesn't matter anyway. Called strike 3. Count appealed by Pinto. And the call's upheld.
The called strike.
Jack Dallas gets his second consecutive strikeout, getting out Pinto on a curveball. For the first out of the eighth inning. Now we got Manuel Beltre. He was 0-for-3. A strikeout, and he grounded out into a double play back in the first inning. Dallas kicks and deals. Breaking ball in there for a called strike at the letters of Manuel Beltre. Back in the two spot for the second straight night, Dallas now working quickly. The pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. To even the count up at 1-1. Dallas, a 2-1 record. No earned runs allowed thus far, as that's fouled away. And a nice catch made in the Threshers' dugout. But because this isn't banana ball, the count is 1-2. And the pitch. Breaking ball outside. 2-2. Like a slider from Dallas. As he awaits the batter set. And time is called by Manuel Beltre. So 2-2 the count. 8-2 the score. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning here at TD Ballpark. Just over the two-hour mark of tonight's contest. 2-2, wave and a whiff, strike three. Fastball on the outside corner. Beltre couldn't touch it.
Shortstop.
And Dallas has struck out the last three Dunedin batters. Two of the first three batters Dallas faced reached base. A walk and a single, but since then, he's retired the last four with three strikeouts. Now Tucker Thoman waits and takes a look at a breaking ball outside to make the count 1-0. Looked like the cutter of Dallas. Now the 1-0. Cutter again. And that is 2-0. Thoman, 1-for-2, has only hit his first career home run. That gave Dunedin the lead in the fourth inning. That lead has since evaporated. 2-0 pitch, cut on and missed, and the count 2-1. Threshers put up four runs in the seventh, three runs in the eighth inning, just one of them unearned. 2-1. Hit the other way foul, and that evens the count at 2-2. That ball clangs on the roof in the left field concourse. 2-2 count now to Thoman. Two outs here in the eighth inning. Dallas has struck out two as Tucker taking his time out to adjust his shin guard on his right front foot. Two balls, two strikes, six-run lead for Clearwater. 2-2 from Dallas. Fastball called strike three on the outside corner. Appeal from Thoman. And is it upheld or not? Chad Lagana unsure. I heard ball and strike. And he's going to now confer with Shea Graham to try and decide the outcome of this inning. Castillo is way off of first base, closer to the pitcher's mound with Jack Dallas. Most of the Threshers team is on their way to the dugout. No official call has been made as the umpires confer in between first and home. And the call is made, and the appeal is overturned.
The call of strike has been overturned. The result is a 3-2 count on the batter.
So third strike becomes the third ball. 3-2 count to Thoman. Dallas, from the windup, the kick and the pitch. That's definitely strike three. A nasty curveball on the inside part of the plate. And Thoman can't believe it, but there's no doubt in that one. Appeal or not, Jack Dallas strikes out the side in the eighth inning. And the Threshers have a commanding 6-1 lead as we head into the top of the ninth inning.
And the line will start at the first base gate. The series wraps up tomorrow, and don't forget, there's selfies and promotions for just $2. And after the game, you can play catch on the field. Come celebrate Mother's Day with us tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
Leading off the top of the ninth inning for Clearwater, number 13, Justin Crawford.
Connor Leone back out once again for the top of the ninth inning. The Threshers lead it 8-2, and for the third straight frame, Justin Crawford will lead off. He's got a single in each of his last two at-bats and now takes a curveball for called strike number one. Crawford, 2-for-4, hit streak up to 6 games. 0-1 from Leone. Curveball again, missing outside this time, and the count evens at 1-1. Appeal by the catcher, Nick Deschamps. And a quicker decision this time by Lagana changes the call from ball one to strike two.
The ball has been overturned. The result is an 0-2 count on the batter.
So now it's no 2 count to Crawford, who singled and scored with 3 stolen bases in each of his last 2 at-bat. This time he fouls it in and out of the glove of Nick Deschamps, staying alive at an 0-2 count. Crawford, now the team's leader in batting average at .319, after the promotion of Caleb Ricketts, who had a batting average of .379, which was second in the Florida State League. Here's the 0-2. Crawford skinnies up, almost bending over completely, and the correct call made at first base, Shea Graham, says that Crawford did not go around. He was falling over to try and keep from swinging on that inside play. So 1-2 as Crawford awaits the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. There is strike three. Second K of the day for Crawford. First for Connor Leone. And that is the first out of the ninth inning.
Second baseman, number 9.
The Threshers have now tied their season high with 16 strikeouts in the ballgame. But they lead it 8-2 here in the top of the ninth inning. They'll face the heart of the Blue Jays order as now it's 3-4-5 coming up in the ninth, with only 3-4 guaranteed to bat. 1-0 count now to Otto Kemp, who has scored a run each time he has recorded a hit. 2-for-4 with a solo home run as he swings and misses at a curveball outside. Count even at 1-1. Kemp, 22 game on base streak, 4 game hit streak, which with hits in 4 of the 5 games that he's played in this series. 1-1, swing and a miss, and the count 1-2. He's played 4 games this series, 5 games in total, if my wording was confusing. As Kemp will call time, Leone working pretty quickly off the mound. 16 pitches for Kiner, 5 balls and 11 strikes. Now the pitch clock has resumed. Leone is set at the chest. Here's the 1-2 to Kemp. Kemp chops this over to third base, fielded on a trio of hops by Ramirez. A shuffle and a throw over to the first base bag gets Kemp for the second out of the ninth inning. So 2 outs now for Marion
Boyd,
who will get his last chance to extend both his on-base streak and his hit streak. A 14-game on-base streak that has lasted since the Threshers were in Tampa on April 18th. And a hit streak that has run the last 5 games since May 5th against Lakeland. So 1-0 count to Boyd, who pinch ran for Viers and scored the tying run, or scored the go-ahead run in the 7th. 1-0. This one is hit high in the air out to right field. Tailing towards the line is Robertis. In foul territory now, smashing against the wall. And that will be a loud strike one as Robertis unable to come up with it. So he'll jog back to his right field position. Orion Boyd will pick up his stick and head back to home plate. Two-tone bat, black handle with kind of a dark wooded barrel and white tape on that black handle for Boyd. 1-1, bouncing up and away and into the Threshers' dugout. 2-1 the count. 6 runs the lead for the Threshers. They lead it 8-2 here in the top of the ninth inning, with the heart of the Blue Jays order coming up after this last out. 2-1. Boyd swings and misses at a curveball that dove below the zone. Count even now at 2-2. 19 years old is Boyd, 11th round pick out of South Panola High School in Batesville, Mississippi. Here's the 2-2. Leone deals. This one is hit over the head of Toman at short into left field, and the single keeps the hit streak and on base streak alive for Amarion Boyd. Boyd's 1-for-2 on the day now. Hit streak up to 6 games, on base streak to 15 straight. And the Threshers keep this inning alive here in the ninth. A man on first for Ryan Leach, and Boyd, not just the league leader in stolen bases, but one of just 5 players with 20 or more stolen bases in the entire minor leagues. He's been caught 5 times, but he is one of the most aggressive base runners I think I've ever seen. Really quick jumps, sometimes a little too quick, though. 1-0. Boyd taking a big shuffle towards second, and Leach taking strike 1, a fastball on the outside corner. 1-1 count to Leach, as Boyd, who has 15 of those 20 stolen bases in his last 14 games. 1-2 now, as the curveball catches the outside corner to Leach, who's 0-for-4 in his second game as a Thresher this season.
The call of strike has been overturned. The result is a 2-1.
So strike 2 becomes ball 2, as Leach appealed successfully. 1-2, or 2-1, now 3-1, as Leach looked at a curveball inside. Boyd yet to attempt to steal a base. Now a 3-1 count with 2 outs to Ryan Leach. With Threshers up 6, he might actually stay put on first, which would be rare. 3-1, and that bounces off the plate into the glove of Nick Deschamps for ball 4. So a 2-out base hit and a walk, and the Threshers have 2 on with 2 outs for Chad Castillo. He's walked in each of his last 2 at-bats. In each of those at-bats, he's end up scoring a run. 0-for-2, though, with 2 strikeouts, but 2 runs scored. 8-2 the lead. Threshers with the advantage in the top of the ninth as Castillo fouls this fastball back into the netting to make it 0-1. Two on and two outs and a 6-run lead in the ninth for Clearwater. Leon looks at second, and the 0-1 pitch, fastball, catching the outside corner, making it 0-2.
The call strike has been upheld. The result is an
Castillo, an unsuccessful challenge, and the count stays 0-2. Boyd lengthens his lead off second base, a big lead off first for Leach, not being held on by Williams. The 0-2 pitch way outside on the curveball, and the count is now 1-2. Boyd has not really even danced to try and distract the pitcher, something he usually does, constantly in motion, seemingly, as a guy with his speed always a threat to steal bases. The 1-2, breaking ball, missing upstairs, and the count evens at 2-2. Castillo getting a timeout call from the home plate umpire in Chad Lagana, adjusting his batting gloves and his helmet as he gets back to the left-handed batter's box. 2 on, 2 outs, a 2-strike count. As the Threshers have scored 7 runs in each of the last 2 innings. 2-2, swing and a miss. There is strike 3. Second strikeout of the inning for Kiner Leone, and the Threshers are held scoreless in an inning for the first time since the 6th. But they get a hit and a walk to strand 2 on base without a run scored. The Threshers take an 8-2 lead into the bottom of the 9th inning. Last chance for Dunedin as the Threshers look to close out their second straight victory here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Leading off the bottom of the ninth inning for the Blue Jays, number 40, Peyton Williams.
Part of the order for Dunedin coming up. Jack Dallas is going to toe the rubber for his third straight inning. He'll be eligible for the save if he gets these last three outs. If not, there's a lefty warming up in the Threshers bullpen and a break glass in case of emergency scenario, who I believe is Wesley Moore. First pitch of the ninth bounces in front of home plate to Peyton Williams, and the count is now 1-0. Williams, a solo home run, but is 0-for-2 since that homer in the second inning. If this one's fouled off to bring the count even at 1-1. So Williams 1-for-3 after a 12-game on-base streak ended in yesterday's contest when he went 0-for-5. Now the 1-1. Swing and a miss, and the count now 1-2. Dallas has retired all but two batters, including striking out the side in the eighth inning. One ball and two strikes. Dallas, the wind, the kick, the pitch. Breaking ball, bouncing in the dirt, and Leach will pick it up as a new ball is thrown to Jack Dallas. It's a 1-2 count to Williams. Threshers lead it 8-2 in the bottom of the ninth inning, looking to close out their second straight victory. Dallas, the 2-2. Fastball inside, and the count now even at 3, or now full at 3-2. I don't know why I always do that. Full count to Williams. Nobody on base here in the bottom ninth. Dallas deals. Chopper foul as that one bounced on the plate but landed in fair territory. Dallas will pick it up and send it towards the Dunedin dugout. A new ball coming to Jack in his black glove thrown by Ryan Leach. Three balls, two strikes to Williams, who's 1-for-3 today with a solo home run. The payoff pitch again, foul off again. Grounded down the first base line, and Peyton Williams stays alive. Four homers, 25 RBIs for Williams, with one of each of those coming in the second inning on the solo shot. Dallas, the payoff. Ball four. Breaking ball missed just below the knees of Peyton Williams, who has now reached base for the second time today. Dunedin's down by six, so Williams will not be replaced by a pinch runner, as now Glenn Santiago will come up to the plate. Dallas, the first base runner he's allowed since the eighth inning. Or since the seventh inning, rather, his first inning of work. First pitch to Santiago, fastball that misses outside and low, count 1-0. Remember, the Threshers still have a lefty warming up in the bullpen, who I believe is Wesley Moore. Dallas has now hit 44 pitches with 23 for strikes. 1-0, pitch number 45 is ball number 2, and Ryan Leach will come out to have a chat with Jack Dallas on the mound just to calm down his pitcher. A big lead for the Threshers as we are here in the ninth inning. Not a lot of mound meetings for Clearwater, as that one quickly waved off by the home plate umpire, Chad Lagana. Didn't have to come back to break it up, and Ryan Leach will come back to home plate. Two balls, no strikes to Santiago, no one out, and Peyton Williams on first base here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Threshers lead it 8-2. Dallas, the 2-0. Fastball upstairs, and the count's now 3-0. J.R. Murphy standing on the dugout steps, so he may be ready to pull Dallas from this game if he walks a second straight batter. Two straight walks to start the ninth inning. Williams moves to second. To first base goes Glenn Santiago, and Murphy stays in the dugout, but he is deep in conversation right now with Matt Hockenberry. Just throws against the wall for, I believe, Wesley Moore in the Threshers bullpen. So nothing doing from a mound right now for Clearwater. The ninth inning might belong to Jack Dallas, but the first two batters have reached with a free pass. Robertus takes the first pitch, a called strike, and Dallas back on the good foot with an 0-1 count. Threshers lead it 8-2. They look to secure at least a split as they have in every series so far this year, as Robertus fouled this back into the left field stand. 0-2 the count now to Robertus, who is 1-for-3 with a single back in the second inning. The Threshers have won each of their last three series, including a sweep of a 12-game homestand against St. Lucie and Lakeland. The 0-2 hit the other way, fouled into the netting, count 0-2 still. The series before that was a 3-3 split in BayCare Ballpark against Fort Myers in the Threshers' home opening series. In the opening series of 2023, was a 2-1 victory over the Bradenton Marauders at Lacombe Ballpark. Series number 6 now has an 0-2, and Robertus swings and fouls it off once again to keep the count at 0-2. So, in summation, one series split, and the other four series have been won by the Clearwater Threshers. 0-2. Chopped on the ground. No, it won't be a double play, but it's scooped up by Kemp. A quick throw to first base gets Robertus out at the first base bag. But 4-3 ground out puts Santiago on second and Peyton Williams on third. So a double play now off the table as a productive out for Robertus brings up Abiazel Ramirez. An interesting shift on now for the Threshers as the pole side shift on the right field side puts Kemp with his heels on the outfield grass and Castillo playing back a little bit at first base. Brian Rincon is holding Santiago on second base as Ramirez grounds this up the middle right to Rincon, who shuffles over to first and gets Ramirez out at the first base bag. But both runners move up, including Williams, who scores. First earned run of the season allowed by Jack Dallas, and the third RBI from Abiazel Ramirez, a 6-3 ground out, makes it 8-3 here in Dunedin, but it brings the second out to the plate and the last batter, potentially, for Dunedin. Nick Deschamps takes a look at an inside breaking ball, count 1-0. He's the last chance for the Blue Jays right now, 0-3 with a pop out to short in his last at bat. Santiago is on third base, the only base runner right now, as the 1-0 pitch is fouled back into the netting to even the count at 1-1. 8-3 the score, one run across already in the ninth. And warm-ups slowing down to a crawl over in the Threshers' left field bullpen. 5-run lead for Clearwater, looking to get their third win of the season, of the series. 1-1 cut on and missed, and now Deschamps and the Blue Jays are down to their final strike. It's a 1-2 count to Dunedin's catcher. And Dallas now set. Ball in his glove, lowers it down, set at the belt now. The 1-2, fastball outside, and Deschamps staying alive as the count now 2-2. Santiago taking a pretty big lead off of third base for a third base lead. He's the only base runner in a 2-2 count with two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning. Dallas deals, fastball, wave and a whiff, strike three. Jack Dallas puts an exclamation point on a comeback victory for Clearwater, fifth K of the day, and the Threshers take their second straight game against the Dunedin Blue Jays. 8-3 the final score. Clearwater secures at least a series split for the sixth time this season. They have yet to lose a series, and we're at 6 here in 2023. The Threshers get 8 runs on 7 hits without recording an error. Dunedin, 3 runs on 4 hits with 3 errors recorded on the game. Nick Deschamps striking out swinging to end the ball game, finishing 0-for-4. Jack Dallas earning his save, his second of the season on 3 attempts. John Henriquez gets the win, now tying Rafael Sanchez for the most in the Florida State League this season. Dallas getting his second save of the year in 3 attempts. Ryan Jennings gets his second loss of the season, 0-2 on the year he is. So let's give you a recap of this ball game as the Threshers take their second straight victory here at TD Ballpark. With 2 outs in the first inning, Otto Kemp took the first pitch he saw from Blue Jays starter C.J. Van Eyck deep out to right center field for a solo home run that put the Threshers ahead 1-0 in the opening frame. Peyton Williams hit a solo home run of his own in the bottom of the second to tie up the game at 1. Tucker Thoman led off the bottom of the fourth with another solo homer that gave Dunedin their first lead of the day at 2-1. In the seventh inning, Justin Crawford hit an infield single on the first pitch of the frame off of Blue Jays reliever Ryan Jennings. Crawford stole second and advanced to third on a throwing error by Dunedin catcher Nick Deschamps. Jordan Viers doubled to left center to plate Crawford and tie the game up at 2. Omarion Boyd pinch ran for Viers on second base, advancing to third on back-to-back walks to Chad Castillo and Cade Fergus to load up the bases. Brian Rincon fought off 3-2 strike pitches and walked in the go-ahead run to give the Threshers a 3-2 lead. With the bases still loaded, Fraylin Minietti drove in two more on a single to left that extended the lead to 5-2. Crawford, leading off again, began the eighth inning with a single out to left field. Otto Kemp singled after Crawford stole two bases to drive in Justin and give the Threshers a 6-2 lead. Crawford stole two bases in the at bat, second and third, advancing home on a throwing error that made it 6-2. Brian Rincon walked with the bases loaded for the second straight time after Chad Castillo and Cade Fergus walked back-to-back once again. Three straight walks in 6, 7, and 8, providing another run for the Clearwater Threshers. That made it 7-2. Then with two outs in the inning, Fraylin Minietti was up, grounded a ball that seemed like it was going to end the inning to third base, but a fielding error by Abiezel Ramirez as the ball bounced off his forearm and his glove, rolling towards second base, moving the runner station to station and giving the Threshers their eighth run of the ball game. Ramirez got that run back in the ninth inning, grounding out to shortstop with a man on second and third, plating the runner on third base. It was Peyton Williams to make it 8-3. The Threshers, though, took the victory by a 5-run ball game. They have won every game this series by at least 5 runs when they have had the lead. 3-2 for Clearwater. The series finale will come tomorrow as the Threshers and Blue Jays meet at noon here at TD Ballpark on Sunday. Starting pitchers are unknown, but I'm going to take you for a little scoreboard runaround as we get set to conclude this broadcast. Henriquez with the win, Dallas with the save, and the loss going to Ryan Jennings as the Threshers complete their second straight victory. So we'll start with the Phillies affiliates. Jersey Shore with a big lead on Greensboro, looking for their first win of the series. They were up 9-3 in the top of the eighth inning with Casey Morton at the bat now for Jersey Shore. The 2021 Thresher is currently 1-3. Top of the ninth inning in Lehigh Valley, and McKinley Moore, who made his major league debut earlier in April, is on the mound for the Iron Pigs with Memphis leading 2-1. One other final in the Phillies system has Reading, the victors over New Hampshire, 4-1. So Phillies affiliates are 2-0 against Blue Jays affiliates on the day, as Keelan Kilgore gets his second victory of the season to improve to 2-1. Reading, despite being out hit 5-3, a 4-1 victor over the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. In the Florida State League, two other finals, aside from, of course, the Threshers game. 5-2, Fort Myers overtakes the Tampa Tarpons, and a 2-0 win for Palm Beach over the Hammerheads in both of their home stadium, Roger Dean Chevrolet Field. Daytona has a 10-4 lead over St. Lucie in the bottom of the seventh inning. St. Lucie 8-23 on the season, with 6 of those losses coming in BayCare Ballpark just 2 weeks ago. The only game still in progress must have been delayed by rain, as it's just the middle of the fifth inning in Bradenton, with the Marauders leading 4-0 over the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bradenton will be the next home opponent of the Clearwater Threshers beginning on Tuesday at BayCare Ballpark. Let's take you around the major leagues before we say goodnight here from the booth at TD Ballpark, beginning with one suspended game in Washington, D.C. The Mets have 2 runners on in the top of the third inning, with Brandon Nimmo at the plate against the Washington Nationals. 1-0 the score, though, Nationals in the lead. some finals around the major leagues, beginning in the Bronx, where the Yankees took their second straight win over the AL East leading Rays, 9-8 the final score, with Ronnie Peralta getting his second consecutive save. The Mariners blanked the Tigers in Detroit, 5-0 the score there for Seattle, who improves to 20-19, getting back over 500. The Reds beat the Marlins 6-5, Alexis Diaz getting his ninth save of the season. The Twins rout Chicago, beating the Cubs by 10-11-1 in Minnesota, with Joe Ryan improving to 6-1 on the season against 2021 trade deadline acquisition Hayden Wesneski, who falls to 2-2 in his Major League debut season. Blue Jays take down the Braves, so at least one team in the Toronto affiliate farm got a victory with a 5-2 win over the Phillies division rival in the Atlanta Braves, so thanks for that, Toronto. Jordan Romano gets his 10th save of the season, and Eric Swanson improves to 2-1 with an ERA lowered to 1.33. Rangers shut out the Athletics in Oakland, 5-0 is the score there. The Cardinals come back to beat the Red Sox. They were down 3-1 in the eighth inning with Chris Sale dominating, but the Redbirds turn the tables on Canley Jansen and the Red Sox, with Giovanni Gallegos getting his third save of the year. 4-3 to score, Cardinals are the victors in the last game that is currently final. But two games about to turn final. Top of the ninth inning, Guardians lead the Angels 8-6. Hunter Renfro has a full count with two on and two outs. He represents the go-ahead run in Cleveland. Top of the ninth inning in Baltimore just getting started as Brian Reynolds set to face Felix Bautista in a battle of two of the most surprising teams in the entire league. The Orioles, though, 2-0 the score, looking to improve to 26-13. Bottom of the sixth inning in Milwaukee, all square at 3-3, but 2-1 and 2 outs for the Brewers at AmFam Field. The Dodgers lead the Padres 4-2 with Julio Urias still in the game in the top of the seventh inning. Nobody on and 2 outs for former Devil Ray Jake Cronin. After a delay, the White Sox leading the Houston Astros, defending champs, 1-0, 10-4 in favor of Chicago, with Cy Young contender from last season Dylan Cease getting the start. Ronaldo Lopez now in the game in the top of the seventh inning with nobody on and nobody out. Giants lead the Diamondbacks in the top of the fourth inning over a chase game. 2-1 from Arizona, but 1-0 is the score, with the Giants in the lead. The Phillies leading the Rockies in the top of the third inning, 4-1 the lead. Cody Clemens currently at bat with two outs in the top of the third inning at Coors Field in Colorado.
Thank you all.
We'll give you updates on the Phillies score later on tonight, or really tomorrow in the game notes. But you kind of have to be here at TD Ballpark for that, so I don't really know what I'm saying. But now the Threshers get their second win in a row. First time a team has won consecutive games in this series, as the Threshers take it 8-3 over the Dunedin Blue Jays. They look to secure their fourth straight series win tomorrow. I'll have the pregame show at 11:45, with the first pitch coming at 6:30 a.m. Until then, though, please enjoy your Saturday evening. I'm Josh Sperber, thanking all of you for listening to the Threshers Broadcast Network, and have a great night.